you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
A brand new deal of the day every day. ShopWheelerDealer.com saves you money from the stores you already shop. You'll be pleasantly surprised at ShopWheelerDealer.com.
I hear a voice in my mind. I know her face by heart. Heaven and earth are moving in my soul. I don't know where to start. Tell me the words to define the way I feel about someone so fine. How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold it close to where you are? How do you talk to an angel? It's like trying to catch a falling star.
Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance, streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage!
Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome inside the Mystique Community Ice Center here in Dubuque, Iowa. Jared Sheffrin with you here for Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm made the trip all the way here to Dubuque yesterday from Kearney, and they stayed the night here, skated this morning on the Mystique Community Ice Center surface, and they are on the ice right now warming up and getting ready to go for this game tonight. One of two matchups this season with Dubuque. It's the only time the Storm will be here in Dubuque this season. They were only here once last season, and it was for opening night, September 28th. The Storm lost that game 4-1, and the netminder in between the pipes for the Storm in that game was Christian Fry. Well, now Christian Fry is looking on the other side of this matchup, as he is the starting netminder for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. He's having quite a season for himself, and we'll talk about the goaltending matchup in just a little bit. But the Storm, right now, looking to shed a loss where they had a poor game against the Omaha Lancers last Friday night. It's been 1 week, and there's been some changes. It's been quite the week for this Tri-City Storm team. First taking on Omaha on Friday, losing to the Lancers, then taking a night off on Saturday, and then regrouping earlier this week, but an injury in practice to defenseman Jalen Schultz has him out for a little while, as he had suffered an injury in practice. And Schultz out of the lineup, which left the Storm with five defensemen. And so tonight, we'll see a little bit of forward Steve Hayden on the back end. Hayden has had a bit of a rough go of it the last couple of weeks as well, suffering an injury to his face. So Hayden, who's usually a guy that drops the gloves, unable to do so for the next couple of weeks, as he is now wearing a cage on his helmet. So Steve Hayden playing defense, not going to be fighting here, wearing that full cage for the Storm. But now, most recently, the Storm and their head coach, Josh Howji, getting the news that his wife, Allison, about to give birth. And so Josh is en route back to Kearney. to be with his wife here, and we wish Allison and Josh the best of luck here, but the Storm without their head coach for this one. They'll be with assistant coach J.B. Bittner as well as assistant coach Eric Largent on the bench. So a change there as well. And those two assistant coaches have had some chance here to do some head coaching, as earlier in the season, in a preseason game, Howji was ejected during a game against Des Moines. Howji was also ejected in a game during the regular season this season as well. So both those assistant coaches have had some chances behind the bench, and they've gotten to know this team very well. And here tonight, they'll be in Dubuque to take on a Fighting Saints team that enters with a record of 9-3-1. They're 6-0 at home. Have not lost here at the Mystique Community Ice Center yet this season. Tri-City Storm come in with a record of 4-7-2. And the Storm had a very productive week 2 weeks ago, where they went 2-3 in their games with wins over Waterloo and Lincoln before losing to Sioux City. Then last week, just the one game against Omaha. So in the four games that they had, they were without Austin Poganski. They went 2-2. Poganski back in the lineup tonight for Tri-City, and he'll get a chance to play with Joel Esperance and Garrett Gomez. That'll be one of the big lines here for the Tri-City Storm. Christian Horn will also get a chance to play center for the first time for the Storm, and he'll center Dan Lebosky and Thomas Aldworth. So a couple different changes to the Storm lineup, and we'll get you those lineups pretty soon here, presented by Burger King in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Mystique Community Ice Center here in Dubuque. Tri-City Storm and Dubuque Fighting Saints dropping the puck tonight at 7:35 p.m. And the Storm looking to get a win here against Dubuque. They were 0-2 against the Fighting Saints a season ago. We want to remind you about the Best Western Plus email inbox. You got a question about the Storm that you want it to be answered? We will answer your question during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report if you send it to us at bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. That's bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. Send us your questions. We'll answer them here on the broadcast presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And now it's time to get into our CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex Coach's Corner, where we spoke to the assistant coach of the Tri-City Storm, Eric Largen, here as the Storm get ready to take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints for the first time here this season.
Jared Shaffron here with your CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. And tonight I'm joined by assistant coach Eric Largen. Eric filling in along with J.B. Bittner and coach Eric Blaze. Here is Josh Howgie. Had to leave last second here. He's got a baby on the way. Coach, you step in here. You obviously know the team very well. You've been with them from the beginning here this year. But still your first year with this team. What are your objectives coming in here to tonight's game?
You know, I think a big objective, obviously, is to make sure compete level's up there very high tonight. You know, Dubuque does a great job defensively. We need to be able to get pucks and bodies to the net tonight. And, you know, hopefully just play a sound, good defensive game and, you know, hopefully be able to get one more goal than they do tonight.
Now, you look at your lines here tonight, and they're a little bit different than the last couple weeks. You take Christian Horn, who's a natural center. You bring him back in between Dan Lebosky and Thomas Aldworth, and that opens up some more space. You're able to use Joel Lesperance, Chase Berger, and Ryan McMurphy, so you get your kind of four centermen in there. But talk about the changes in the lines here for tonight.
Yeah, we moved Christian to center. You know, that's a position where he ended up playing in high school, and we're hoping to spark a little bit more from some different guys, and hopefully to get some other guys going. But, you know, I think now we got four balanced lines and should be able to hopefully roll tonight and, you know, hopefully be able to generate some more offense with them.
Austin Pogansky, a guy that you guys have been without for the last four games as he was up north in Canada playing for the World Junior A Championships. How big of a player offensively is it for you to get him back in the lineup?
You know, Austin does a ton of things well for us. You know, he's a 200-foot player. He's going to be great defensively for us, and he's also going to be able to a guy that's going to get to the front of the net. He's going to hound pucks, collect pucks, you know, make his line mates better, and we're excited to have him back, and, you know, congratulations to him on winning gold medal there.
Yeah, how much do you think that might help having him come back? You know, got a taste of some winning up there, obviously maybe a little bit more confident playing when he comes back here.
Yeah, I think anytime you can go with an experience like that, I think it's going to make you a better player, and, you know, hopefully Austin can bring a little bit more, you know, to the game tonight because of it, and we're just excited to have him back here.
Now, defensively, you lose Jalen Schultz during the week to an injury in practice. You bring in Steve Hayden here from the forwards, get him down there playing some defense. Obviously, you know, a new thing for him, so he doesn't know exactly the best thing to do on defense, but does that mean you're going to be really leaning more on some of your veterans here now?
Yeah, I think, you know, the other five guys are going to be seeing significant ice time and maybe a little bit more ice time increase. But, yeah, I mean, you know, our five guys, we're confident with them in the lineup. They might have to log a few more minutes, and, you know, Steve might have to bounce around in there for a few shifts when we need them. But we think those six guys are capable back there.
Last thing here, your goaltender, Jacob Johansson, has been a horse in net for you guys so far this season. You, as a former goaltender, maybe look at that position a little bit differently. What has Jacob done so well here for this team this season?
I think the biggest thing is a calming influence. You know, maybe when we get running around a little bit, he's going to come up with a save to kind of calm things down. You know, he's there every single night. He's going to compete every single night, and he gives us a chance to win every single night. And for that, as a goaltender, that's all you can ask of him.
All right, that's the assistant coach here for the Tri-City Storm, Eric Largen, joining us in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. Coach, wish you good luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, Jared.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Shaffron with you here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King. First for the visiting Tri-City Storm. And the Storm move things up a little bit here on the forward lines. Christian Horn is going to move over as a center and play between Dan Lebosky and Thomas Aldworth here tonight. Aldworth getting a shot to play with some talented forwards, and we'll see how it pays off. Storm will also have Chase Berger staying with Chris Wilkie and Ross Olsen. Those three have been working well together over the last few weeks. Ryan McMurphy will center the fourth line with Nick Hutchison and Kyle Eastman. But the starters for the Storm tonight are Garrett Gomez, Joel Esperance, and Austin Poganski. Gomez is 6'1", 175-pound Chino Hills, California native, committed to the University of Denver. Through 12 games yet to register a point for Gomez, he's a returning forward here for the Storm, and he's playing left wing tonight wearing number 13. Joel Esperance wears number 27. He's at the center. 6'2", 175-pound Brighton, Michigan native. Lesperance leading the team in scoring this year through 13 games with 5 goals and 4 assists for 9 points. He's committed to Michigan Tech. On the right wing, number 11, Austin Poganski. 6'1", 195 pounds, St. Cloud, Minnesota native. Poganski with 4 goals this season in 8 games. He's committed to the University of North Dakota, and most recently, he won a gold medal for United States at the World Junior A Challenge up in Nova Scotia. And we want to congratulate Austin because that is a great achievement. Picked up an assist in the final gold medal game and a win for the United States of America in that tournament. The 5th time out of 6 years for Austin Poganski and 22 USHL players. On defense for the Storm, they'll start Cutler Martin and Nolan Glukowski. Martin on the left defense wears number 4, 6'1", 205-pound East Lansing, Michigan native. Through 13 games, Martin has recorded 3 assists. He is committed to Michigan, and he signed his letter of intent this past week. Nolan Glukowski on the right defense. Glukowski's committed to St. Lawrence University, and he also signed his letter of intent this week. Glukowski, 6 foot, 180 pounds, a Wixom, Michigan native, and he's got 4 assists in 12 games for the Storm this season. The other defensemen for the Storm, Kevin Kerr and Garrett Cecere, Tori Dello, and Stephen Hayden. So Hayden playing with Dello. The scratches tonight for the Storm, Jalen Schultz, Joey DiBenedetto, Sean Lang, and Drew Mayer. Head coach for the Storm tonight is J.B. Bittner alongside Eric Largent, Eric Blaze, and the athletic trainer, Matt Sturman. In goal for the Storm, goaltender for the Tri-City Storm is number 30, Jacob Johansson, playing in his 13th game this season. Johansson with the goals against average of 2.80 and a save percentage of 92%. The Swedish native, Hayden Levine, will serve as the backup. Now let's look to the starting lineup for the hometown Dubuque Fighting Saints. Dubuque tonight playing in their 7th game at home. They are 6-0 here at the Mystique Community Ice Center. Have not dropped the game in front of their hometown fans yet for Dubuque. They'll start Jared Privatera on the left wing, Old Tappan, New Jersey native. Privatera, one of the top scorers on this Dubuque team here, and a returning player. 2 goals, 4 assists thus far for Privatera. Dylan Gambrill at the center. He is wearing number 27, committed to Denver. Gambrill is the leading scorer for the Dubuque team. 3 goals and 8 assists for the Fighting Saints. He's a Bonnie Lake, Washington native. And on the right wing, number 5, Andrew Goss. And Goss was committed to Yale University, the defending national champions in the NCAA. Wexford, Pennsylvania native. Goss, this season, has a goal in his first 10 games. On defense, it'll be Jordan Klimek and Alex Privatera. Klimek wears number 11, committed to Northern Michigan. He's a Langley, British Columbia native. And on the right defense is Alex Privatera, who serves as the captain of this Dubuque Fighting Saints team. Privatera, brothers with Jared, wears number 18, and he's a defenseman, played 2 years at Boston University for the BU Terriers, left the program at BU, decided to come back to the USHL as he had played 2 years in the USHL before, though none of those with Dubuque. So he comes back here, joins his brother Jared for his final junior season. He's a 1993 20-year-old right now, and Privatera is really a leader on this team. He's the captain, goal and 4 assists for this team, and just really a guy who can do things with the puck that not a lot of other players in this league can't do. He's absolutely an asset for the Fighting Saints, and
has a lot of experience playing in college hockey for BU, but right now playing through his last season in junior hockey with this Fighting Saints team. Privatera on the right defense wearing number 18. And in net we have Christian Fry, number 31. Fry played for the Storm during last season and the season before, coming over to the Storm in a trade from Des Moines. Fry is a 20-year-old, and this is his final season of junior hockey eligibility. He's from Arlington, Texas, and Fry is in between the pipes tonight. He has had quite the season for the Fighting Saints. He's 7-1 with a 1.74 goals against average and a 93% save percentage. That is your starting lineup here for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. They are coached by head coach Matt Shaw in his first season, assistant coach Mike Field, assistant coach Oliver David. Here for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, the Tri-City Storm, getting ready to go. Those starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King, a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey, with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Now it's time to get to our New West Sports Medicine 3 keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, the 3 keys to victory here for the Tri-City Storm tonight. Number 1, got to simplify things here tonight. A bit of a different lineup. You've only got 5 defensemen and Steve Hayden dressed on the back end, so you want to keep things simple. Try not to make it too complicated for a guy like Steve Hayden, who's back there tonight. Also, you got a guy like Christian Horn getting a chance to play center tonight. Some new line combinations with Aldworth playing up with Horn and Lebosky. You've got Poganski, Lesbrons, and Gomez together. And then you got Nick Hutchison, who's getting a chance to play as well. So really just kind of keep things simple. Make smart plays. It'll lead to success here for the Storm tonight. Also, Storm, it would do them really well to get an early goal here against Christian Fry. Storm have played very well when they've had the lead this season, but they've struggled when they've gotten behind. So if they can get an early goal, I think it will relax them in this building, which has been loud. A lot of cowbells in this building. And Christian Fry, obviously very comfortable here. This Dubuque team hasn't lost at home yet this season. But getting an early goal might derail the plan for Dubuque a little bit. And I think that would help the Storm, give them some more momentum in this game. Finally, Storm, got to play with some confidence here. Believe in themselves. And a lot of times when adversity has reared its head for the Storm, they've kind of fallen apart instead of banding together. Here tonight, on a road trip, a tough environment against a very talented Dubuque team, the Storm need to believe in themselves and have some confidence that they can come back from a deficit or they can respond to any adversity they may face. I think they'd realize if they just believe in themselves a little bit more, they're not as far out of some of these games as they might believe. And here's a great example. You're playing a Dubuque team that's undefeated at home. See if the Storm can get it together here and play as a team here tonight. Buy into the system is what Josh Howgie likes to say. Got to get his guys to buy in a little bit more. Believe in themselves. Believe in what they're doing here. And we'll see if they can pick up a win on the road in Dubuque. Finally, we got some quick comparisons for you here before we drop the puck in Dubuque. Just want to make you aware of these statistics coming into this game. The Dubuque Fighting Saints, 9th in the league in offense, averaging 3.08 goals per game. Storm, 15th out of 16 in goals scored per game, averaging just 1.85 goals per game. On defense, Dubuque team, this is where they thrive. They're 3rd in the league, 2.23 goals allowed per game. Storm allow 3.5 goals per game. And the Fighting Saints, specifically on the penalty kill, they've only allowed 3 power play goals against. This season, they have a 94.3% penalty kill. That is number 1 in the USHL. It's been a strength all season for Dubuque. Also a strength of power play for Dubuque at 19.6%. Talking to Zach Fish, the broadcaster for the Dubuque Fighting Saints just before, and he said, when our power play is working, that's when we are successful. When we struggle to put in goals in the power play, then that's when we struggle as a team. So the Storm obviously got to step it up in penalty killing. That's one of their best units here this season. Storm coming in 82.4% on the penalty kill here before this one. On the power play, the Storm are at 10.5%, which is 15th in the USHL. So we're getting ready to go here in Dubuque. Once again, a 7:35 scheduled puck drop between the Tri-City Storm and the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Storm without head coach Josh Howgie tonight as he is on his way back to Kearney. As his wife, Allison, about to give birth. And once again, wishing them all the best. And we are going to take a break here as they introduce the Dubuque starting lineup. Take a break during the national anthem, and we will come back with the puck drop at the beginning of this one in the first period. The Nebraska Lottery first period is coming up next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Throw the turkey in the oven, grab your running shoes, and gather the family for the 11th annual Kearney Family YMCA's Turkey Trot and Gobble Wobble, sponsored by the Tri-City Storm. Whether you run as a competitive athlete or just for fun with your family, join us for the kids' one-mile fun run or the 2 or 5 mile races. Each paid registration receives a free ticket to the Tri-City Storm vs. Omaha Lancers game on Friday the 29th. For more information, call the YMCA at 308-237-9622 or visit our website at kearneymca.org.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, And we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning into The Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Sheffrin with you here in Dubuque as the Tri-City Storm take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints, and they're just finishing up the presentation of the colors here. The color guard in attendance, and we are finally ready to go. The Storm and Fighting Saints doing battle for the first time this season. It is the first of their two meetings here, and it is Veterans Appreciation Night just after Veterans Day a couple days ago. And Dubuque has some special uniforms on tonight. Really, really nice job here on the Dubuque uniforms. They have their D in script logo in red, white, and blue in the colors of the flag. And they have on their shoulders, they have the stars on the flag, just like it looks like an American flag. Half is the stars and half is the stripes. And we're doing a ceremonial puck drop right now with honoring Jim Wagner of the Veterans Freedom Center here in Dubuque. And just a great tribute here to the country's veterans, doing it locally here in Dubuque. And we are just about ready to get underway in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The puck on the ceremonial puck has been dropped. And once again, Dubuque, their uniforms white with red numbers on the back. And primary white uniforms, red helmets for the Fighting Saints. Storm are in their road purple uniforms here tonight with black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back for the Tri-City Storm. And the Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial here for the Nebraska Lottery first period. Fighting Saints will go from left to right on your radio dial. We are almost ready to go. Is the First period of play presented by Nebraska Lottery. Joel Esperance will take the opening draw for the Giant City Storm against Dylan Gambrell. And the puck is dropped. Face-off won by Dubuque, and they have possession to start this game. The Nebraska Lottery first period of play right here on the Breeze. Gambrell just dumps it into the Storm end of the far side corner. Races won by Privatera. Goes behind the net. Throws it in front to the top of the zone. Kept in there by defenseman Jordan Klimek. And now down low it goes, moving to Goss. The far side up top for Klimek again. A shot and a save made by Jacob Johansson. And he hangs on to stop play. Just 23 seconds in here to the Nebraska Lottery first period. Scoreless game between Dubuque and Tri-City here at the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque. Scoreless game early on. Jacob Johansson makes the first save. Then he saw in a shot from Jordan Klimek. And now we get a face-off here to Johansson's left to restart play. Face-off is won by Dubuque once again. They take possession. Malone to the center, intercepted by Chase Berger. And now Berger will take it on the near side half wall, flip it to neutral ice, went under Wilkie's stick. Skip back to the defenseman Keegan Ford, who moves it forward. Stopped by Cutler Martin. Deflects off of Dubuque's stick and rolls back into the Fighting Saints end, where Christian Fry will play it there. Again, Keegan Ford with the puck behind his own net, moving forward. Ford on the far side. See some pressure from Ross Olsen, dumps it forward, and now it's back on the stick of Garrett Cecere. Circles to the far side. Chris Wilkie left it there for Berger. Miscommunication, and Dubuque takes it in the offensive zone. In the far side, hold into the wall, Shane Iserman. Played it up top, kept in by Seamus Malone. Malone faked on a shot, takes a shot that was blocked by Berger. Now on the far side wall, once again kept in there by Ford with a shot. Deflection through, never got all the way through to Johansson. Ross Olsen got it to neutral ice. It's moved further, but taken back by the Fighting Saints in their own end. Deflected in deep to the Storm end. Couple Saints players off on a change, and the Storm move the puck to the near side of their own zone. Christian Horn moves it forward, trying to get it to Lebowski. He was stopped. Now it goes back down behind the net. Kevin Kerr on the far side. Kept in there by Blake Hillman. Hillman into the far side corner now. Dubuque with the puck. Hillman with a shot that was blocked. Out of the zone it goes. Racing forward is Christian Horn. Couldn't get there. And now it's taken back by Brett Bowing. Bowing on the far side takes a shot that's deflected out of play. Stopping play. Tori Dello got over there to deflect the shot. 18-14 remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Jared Chaffron with you here. Scoreless game. Dubuque and Tri-City Storm, and the Fighting Saints have had the better of the chances early on here, just underway in Dubuque. Faceoff is going to be to the right of Jacob Johansson. And now the puck is dropped. And it's won by the Fighting Saints up top with a shot. Save made by Johansson. He stops play once again. Nice job by Jacob Johansson. Seems like he's seeing the puck well. Shot came from Jason Ford. 18:09 remaining in the opening first period of play. Face off to Johansson's right is won back by the Storm. Cutler Martin trying to take it in the corner. Now it's fought for, moved up the far side wall. Eastman backhanded it to neutral ice, trying to find Hutchison, who does make a move, and he's got a 2-on-1 here. Hutchison, cross pass, gets deflected and taken away, though, by Jason Ford. Nice move by Hutchison there, neutral ice, and now Glukowski settles the puck down and moves it forward. Move forward by Eastman. Eastman into the zone, lost the puck. Glukowski keeps it in with a shot that went well wide of the net. Rebound comes up to the top of the zone. Hutchison keeps it in. Now McMurphy with it as Hutchison took a hit. Kyle Eastman, cross-ice pass, stick down by Glukowski, who tried to get in deep. Now Jared Privatera puts it on the far side wall. Eastman back up top for Dello. Dello kept it in the zone. Looked like it might have gone out, but referees and the linesman said he kept it in. Now it's all the way down the ice by the Saints. They do make a change. Icing waved off, and now on the near side, Hutchison moves it forward. Kept in the zone, though, by Gambrell. And a bouncing puck up top. Hutchison banks it out. Back to neutral ice as Boji throws one in. On net, deflected aside by Johansson. Now on the far side, Gambrell on the far side wall. And now it's down low, moving forward for Glukowski. Glukowski now into the near side corner. Lost possession of it, taken away by Goss. And now moved behind the Storm net. Chance in front, taken away by Glukowski. Got one forward to Gomez, who skates to neutral ice. Gomez with a pass to Lesperance. He's got space. Lesperance is in. Shot went wide of the net. Rebound on the near side, Poganski. Poganski keeps it in on the near side wall, tries to get it to Gomez, he does. Gomez moving up top, trying to leave it for Kerr, who got it back down low to Poganski. Poganski in the near side corner, took a hit, pucks down low, picked up by Keegan Ford, and now move forward by the Dubuque Fighting Saints. is rolled through neutral ice back into the storm end. Kevin Kerr is there. Moves it forward to Poganski. Poganski flips one into the zone. Going to chase is Gomez. On around the near side wall, Kuhlman had a poke at it. Lesperance with a shot that went over the net. And now around the far side wall, it's taken by the Fighting Saints. Dubuque makes one move. Into the zone, takes a shot. Missed in the net. Hit the side of the net there. Good opportunity there for Shane Iserman, who had the look for the Fighting Saints. Still scoreless, 4 minutes in this game here in Dubuque. And now the Storm get it out of the zone, but it's taken by Chanter. And now move back in, a shot. Save made by Johansson. Shot there came from Blake Hillman. And Johansson stops play, 15:43 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period here in Dubuque. Tri-City Storm and Dubuque Fighting Saints are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff to the right of Johansson now as Berger is on the draw against Max McHugh. And Berger will get tossed out of the circle. Ross Olsen comes in to take it. It's Olsen, Berger, and Wilkie on a line here for the Storm. Faceoff goes into the far side corner, now moved around to the near side wall. Chase Berger trying to chip it forward. It's out of the zone now, and here comes Chris Wilkie. Wilkie's in onside. Got shoved by Benson there, and now into the corner. Wilkie picks it back up. Had a chance for Berger in front, but he couldn't get it there. And now Max McHugh plays it in the far side corner. McHugh will have some room to skate, and he gets out of the zone. In a neutral ice, flip one forward. Dumped into the storm end, but not deep as Dello got an outlet pass over to Wilkie. Wilkie's in neutral ice, leading the rush. Wilkie lost the puck, moved over here for Cutler Martin. Wilkie scores! Chris Wilkie's third of the season on an assist from Cutler Martin. The Storm had the rush there. Ross Olsen found Martin. Martin got it back to Wilkie, who put it home. Christian Fry was a little out of position there, and Wilkie able to find the back of the net. An easy play and a nice pass from Cutler Martin. Found Wilkie in front, and the Storm have a 1-0 lead with 15:07 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Wilkie's third of the season. Martin picks up the assist, and for Cutler, it's his fourth assist of the season. Now the Storm with possession as we resume play. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead. Cecere in his own zone. Try to poke one forward. Hutchison able to get it out of the zone, and now Bogey dumps it back in. It took a deflection and went high over the net. Went off the back wall. Now Cecere will play it forward for Glukowski and Hutchison in neutral ice. Hutchison past the red line. Hutchison goes in deep to get it. Hutchison on the near side corner. Back to McMurphy, who had it go under his skate. And now it's taken by the Fighting Saints. Moving forward, here they come in on side. On the far side, it is moved by Ford. And now down low it went on the near side corner. Eric Robinson had a chance for it. Now it moves it into the corner for Robbie Durar. And move forward, kept in by Robinson, but he turned it over to Glukowski. Glukowski got to the red line, goes off on a line change. Kerr and Martin back on for the Storm. And now it's back to neutral ice. Goss put a hit on Glukowski. Storm had a tag up, and it's back out of the zone again as Christian Horn moves back in. Horn left it for Lebowski on the far side with a shot that went over the net. Rebound on the near side. Horn left it there for Aldworth. Aldworth trying to get it back to Lebowski, but it's taken away by Ford. And now move forward where Gambrill had a swipe at it. Into the Storm end, Martin moved it over to Horn. Horn on the far side finds Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr with space to skate out of his zone. Moving forward, Aldworth got it in onside, got past his man to the center, and it was blocked away and now taken by Gambrill. And here comes Dubuque with a rush back the other way. Moved in onside now. Drop back for Goss. Makes a move on Dello. Dello poked the puck away, though, and Lebowski over there to play it. Lebowski on the far side. Try to center it for Aldworth. Bouncing puck in neutral zone. But Lebowski picks it back up. Takes a shot that's deflected wide of the net. Now played by Aldworth with a shot. Save made by Christian Fry. In the near side, Horn for the rebound. Horn leaves it for Gomez, who's on the ice. Gomez up top to Cecere. Couldn't keep it in. Cecere back in neutral ice. Now to Dello, who brings it back in. Dello left it there. Trying to backhand it deep in the zone. It was blocked in deep. And now it's back in the Storm. And Johansson able to get out of the net. Played around the near side wall. Kept in, though, by Dubuque. Nice job there coming off the bench by Alex Privatera. But the Storm take it back. And Gomez moved it forward. Now it's Klimrick. And it's to the center of the Storm end. Dello cleared it away out of trouble. And now it's moved forward. Gomez to Poganski. Poganski on the far side. Poganski takes a hit. Moves it to Gomez. He's got Cecere in the front. He leaves it to Lesperance for a shot and a save made by Fry. Storm doing a good job on the rush there. Cecere joining the rush. And a nice job by Gomez, who had time and space. Pass it over to L'Esperance for the one-timer, and Christian Fry makes the save and hangs on. 12:28 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm leading 1-0 over the Dubuque Fighting Saints here at the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque. The one goal for the Tri-City Storm, Chris Wilkie, his third of the season. The assist on the Wilkie goal goes to Cutler Martin. It should be a second assist, I believe, that will get credited to Ross Olson as well. 12:28 remaining here in the opening period in Dubuque. It's a 1-0 game for Tri-City. Storm being outshot 4-2 right now, but both opportunities for the Storm, high-quality chances. L'Esperance had a good look there. And the Storm have had some other high-quality chances, but have missed the net. And Dubuque, a team that likes to push the pace. You can see it early on. They're absolutely going to get as many chances as possible here on this in this game. Face-off is to the left of Christian Fry now, as we see Chase Berger win the draw for the Storm. Goes back, couldn't be kept in by Cutler Martin. Martin able to recover and neutral ice. Swings a cross-ice pass. That's deflected in deep by Ross Olson. And now deep for Phil Bonge behind the Dubuque end. And it's moved out in front on the far side. And now it's Boeing who's able to bank it to neutral ice. It's turned over for a second, but back to Boeing now. He's in onside. Boeing down the far side to the net. Shoot! Save made by Johansson. High quality chance for Dubuque there, and Phil, and Brett Boeing. But a nice save there by Johansson. Keeps it 1-0 Storm. Under 12 minutes remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of plays. It's moved to the far side. Glukowski ran into his own man there in the corner. It was Wilkie. And now it's turned over to Dubuque. And it's out of the zone. Looks like a piece of equipment got lost. A penalty upcoming here on Tri-City. Fry to the bench for Dubuque. Chanter forward for four. Takes a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound far side. Robinson up top. Extra man on for Dubuque. Chanter with a shot. Score. Delayed penalty was upcoming. A low shot from Dylan Chanter. And it would look like it may have been deflected on its way in. It got past Johansson, and we got a 1-1 game, 11:24 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Chanter took the original shot, and we had a 1-1 game here. Storm were on a delayed penalty situation. Dubuque with the extra attacker on the ice. I didn't see what the penalty was going to be there, but Saints capitalized with the extra man, and it's 1-1 now, 11:24 remaining in the opening period here in Dubuque. Striding Saints win the faceoff, and now it's Durar who moves it to the far side. In onside, centering pass, deflection wide of the net. Good opportunity again for Dubuque there, and McMurphy picks it back up to Dello. Dello with a pass forward for Hutchison. In onside, kept in by McMurphy, who puts it in deep. And now moved around the far side and out of the zone by Dubuque. It goes all the way down for icing on the Fighting Saints. And the Storm will get an offensive zone faceoff with 10:56 remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Faceoff will be to the left of Christian Fry. And it'll be Jason Ford on the draw for Dubuque. For the Storm, it's Christian Horn. Ford able to win it for the Fighting Saints. And now around to the near side. Got to neutralize. A bouncing puck is picked up by Aldworth. Aldworth on the far side. Back to Cutler Martin. Martin from the Storm zone. Got it forward where it banked off the stick of Christian Horn. And now the Storm have to go back in their own zone to retreat. Martin over to the Cecere on the near side. And Cecere, cross-ice pass, got it for Horn in onside. Horn to the center, or pass for Lebowski that was broken up. Rebound picked up by Horn. He's got Martin on the right point. Martin holding on the right point, finds Cecere on the left side, finds Horn to the center, backhand shot, save made. Nice looking play there, Cecere finding Horn. And now here comes Dubuque with a rush. Martin's got a hustle to get back. Martin does a nice job there, getting back and taking Privatera off the play. Went back out to neutral ice and now put in deep. Chanter from Hillman, they score it. We're halfway through the first period now, and the Storm are going to get whistled for icing here. We got a 1-1 game. Goals in this one scored by Chris Wilkie and Dylan Chanter. 9:59 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Face off to the left of Johansson. One by Dubuque. Fighting Saints in the near side now. Iserman took a hit, but moved the puck here to Kuhlman. Kuhlman takes a hit from Martin, leaves it back for Iserman in the near side corner. Martin wins the puck around the near side. Lavosky gets it out to neutral ice. Here's Aldworth. Aldworth try to move in. He was offside, and we get a stoppage. Here's Aldworth moved in before the puck did to the Dubuque end. 9:38 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We got a 1-1 game between the Tri-City Storm and the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Fans, the holidays are right around the corner, and the Nebraska Lottery has some jolly new scratch games. Play Naughty or Nice with a $35,000 top prize, Holiday Gifts with a $10,000 top prize, or Holiday Quick Sevens with a $7,000 top prize. Must be 19. Please play and give responsibly. Presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Here in the first period, 9:38 remaining. Storm have a goal from Cutler Martin, from Chris Wilkie, and then Dylan Chanter responded for Dubuque. 9:38 remaining in this period, and Dubuque out shooting the Storm right now 7-2. Here's they get set for the faceoff to resume play in neutral ice. It's Les Barrance who will take the draw for Tri-City against Carson Kuhlman for Dubuque. Puck is dropped, faceoff one to Poganski with a lot of room, takes a shot, was blocked. Rebound, Poganski tried to chip it back to the point, intercepted by the Fighting Saints, but turned right back over to Kerr. Kerr in onside to Gomez. Gomez down low, and it's taken away there by the Fighting Saints and Alex Privatera. And now Privatera moving through neutral ice, stopped for a second by Gomez, dumped back by Les Barrance. Seamus Malone with it on the near side. Malone on the far side now to Jordan Klimek. Klimek moved it forward, it was deflected by Les Barrance. Saints get into the Storm end, though. They wrap it around the boards to the near side. Picked up there by Gomez. Taken by Iserman. Now up top, Privatera. Alex Privatera. Pass it out of the zone. And now Fighting Saints have to regroup here. Under 9 minutes remaining in the first. 1-1 score here in Dubuque. Kevin Kerr with it now for the Tri-City Storm. Ahead for Wilkie. Flips it into the zone. Now dumped into the corner where Ford was there. Wilkie comes on the ice to play it for a second. Now it's moved to the near side. Fighting Saints with some time here. Carson Kuhlman moved it forward. Now into the side is Boeing. Boeing with a shot. Save made by Johansson, and he covers up the rebound. 8:28 remaining now. The Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-1 score. Dubuque and Tri-City Storm. First of two meetings this season between the two teams. Storm haven't been here since September 28, 2012. And again, facing one of their former teammates, Christian Fry. A lot of these Storm players were playing with Fry a season ago. Specifically defensemen, Martin, Glukowski, Cecier, Eastman, McMurphy, Les Barrance, Gomez, all these guys, former teammates with Christian Fry. As Storm win the faceoff now, get it out to neutral ice. Ross Olsen able to bring it in onside. Olsen on the near side, Wall went down, chance in front there for Chase Berger, put it wide. And now Dello moved it back down low to Berger, took a hit. Berger leaves it for Wilkie in the far side corner. Wilkie looking for space, back to Berger behind the net. Berger moved it up the far wall for Dello with a shot that was blocked in front. Dello gets it back, another shot that was blocked, and a rebound comes out. Here come the Saints with a 2-on-1. Cecier, the only man back for the Storm. Centering pass in front, and a score! Dubuque makes the Storm pay with a 2-on-1. This is Max McHugh, who gets the goal to make it 2-1. Saints McHugh puts it home for Dubuque. He was all alone in front of Johansson. McHugh this season, this is his second goal and fifth point for Dubuque, and it is now a 2-1 score with 7:48 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Some offense here in this one, three goals in the first. Two of them have been for Dubuque after the Storm got the lead. And now the Storm win the faceoff. It's Cutler Martin moving it forward, dumps it way in deep on Fry, who gloves it down and hangs on. Eastman took a shove in front there from Chanter and fell down. 7:40 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Max McHugh and Dylan Chanter with the goals for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Tri-City Storm goal, they've changed it to Chase Berger right now, but I think it's Chris Wilkie who had put it in. 7:40 remaining in the first. Face off to the right of Christian Fry is won by the Fighting Saints. Nice tie up there by McMurphy. In deep, trying to get the puck. It's picked up by Hillman. And Hillman moving forward for Dubuque. Banks it off the glass out to neutral ice where Cutler-Martin found it. Got it to McMurphy, but McMurphy lost it in his skates. And now it's moved in here by McMurphy with a chance, and he shot it wide. He had Eastman on the far side, but he elected to shoot it and just shot it wide. Now it's back into the Dubuque end. Chanter plays it on the near side, and he puts it in deep. Johansson sticks it down behind the net where Glukowski will play it forward to Hutchison. Puck bounced up into the air. Hutchison gloved it down, moved it out to neutral ice. Eastman tried to move it to McMurphy, stolen away by Robinson. Robinson's in onside, takes a shot, saved by Johansson, and he hangs on. No rebound there on the save from Johansson. 6:56 remaining in the opening period. Dubuque now out shooting the Storm 10-3, unofficially on the board. Storm trailing 2-1. Face off to the right of Johansson in the Storm end. Christian Horn against Dylan Gambrill on the faceoff. Faceoff is won by Dubuque. Chance in front here for Gambrill. And it was batted away by Dello. Another shot saved by Johansson. Nice right pad save there. Rebound up to the top of the zone. Alex Privatera keeps it in. Down low, though, Dello keeps it alive for the Storm. And now Lavosky. And now we get a stoppage and a penalty upcoming on the Storm. Holding call on Tri-City. To Tori Dello is the call. And we'll have our first power play of the game, the Storm, going on the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Head to GNC today. Penalty to Tori Dello. He's in the box for 2 minutes. Dubuque on the power play, which ranks fifth in the USHL. Storm with the 10th best penalty killing unit in the league right now. Faceoff won by Dubuque. They have it in the Storm end. Keegan Ford on the left point, moving to the center. Passed it back to Hillman on the shot. Excuse me, that was Seamus Malone who took that shot. And the rebound caroms out to neutral ice. Ford back in his own zone now for Dubuque. 20 seconds into the GNC penalty kill. It's Kuhlman now. Carson Kuhlman brings it in deep. Seamus Malone had it for a second. Rebound loose to Glukowski, who backhands it down the ice. 40 seconds into the GNC penalty kill. A holding call to Tori Dello of the Storm has them shorthanded here for the next minute 15. Moving forward are the Fighting Saints past the red line. Ford to another Ford. Puts it in deep. Cecere obstructed for a second behind the net. Bouncing puck out in front. Johansson makes a save. Rebound loose. Seamus Malone back up top for Keegan Ford. And he lost it out of the zone. Hutchison pressuring him. And now it's back in. Jason Ford just puts one in deep. Kuhlman on the near side wall. Lost it out of the zone. Now Seamus Malone picks it back up. 43 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Malone with it for Dubuque as they change power play units. Storm able to bring on Cutler-Martin here on the penalty kill. And now it's moved forward by Alex Privatera. Dubuque in onside. Wrapping it deep behind the net. Goss takes a hit from Martin. And now in the far side corner, puck scrum four. A lot of players over there. Dubuque able to pry it out on the far side wall. Chance in the center. A shot from Gambrill was saved. Rebound up top. Kept in, though, by Privatera. This is Jared Privatera. To the far side. Shot to score. Robbie Durar makes it 3-1 Dubuque. They score with just 6 seconds remaining. On the GNC penalty kill, Dello out of the box. It's now 3-1 Fighting Saints, 4:44 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Robbie Durar had a lot of room there, the University of Vermont commit, and he beat Johansson blocker side with a slap shot. Duke now unofficially out shooting the Storm 14-3 after that power play. Storm did a good job killing that penalty there, almost had it killed. Just a couple seconds remaining, allowing that goal. Now here's Steve Hayden getting a defensive shift here for the Storm as the Storm had won the faceoff as we resume play. Kevin Kerr now has it deep in his own end. Kerr leaves it for Hayden. Hayden takes a hit, keeps the puck. Nice pass ahead to Gomez. Gomez on the near side now through neutral ice. Got Poganski with him. He dumps into Poganski on the near side. Austin Poganski took a hit, lost the puck. Turned back over to Kevin Kerr. who flipped it back in. Storm tag up on side. L'Esperance over to take it on the far side. Now it's batted out by Dubuque. 4 minutes remaining in the first. 3-1, Fighting Saints in the lead. Kevin Kerr on the near side. Back over to Dello. Now Dello moves one forward, chipped in deep by Gomez. Hillman goes to get it for the Fighting Saints. Up ahead to the far side of wall. Move to neutral ice now, and some space in on side for Jacob Benson. Took a shot that went wide, and now the rebound to Christian Horn for the Storm. Cross ice pass to Torrey Dello. Dello had a pass, trying to get it to Loboski that was deflected deep into the Dubuque end. Picked up by Privatera, and now left off there for Klimek. Klimek makes one move to get away from Christian Horn. Played it forward, and now moved into neutral ice. Sasir took it back. And now Alex Privatera. They say Jared Privatera scores the goal. They say Durar assists on it, so they're going to give the goal to Jared Privatera. They say a deflection. And now it's moved forward by Aldworth. Aldworth past the red line and gets it in deep. Christian Fry out of his net to play it for Dubuque. Privatera moved it forward in front of the net. Now here comes the Fighting Saints into the Storm end, taken back by Aldworth. Aldworth on the far side. Aldworth gets past one man, tries to go down low, and Christian Horn comes over to help out, takes the puck. Horn on the far side, trying to get to the center. Horn took a hit, still with the puck, takes a shot. Deflected away by Fry. Now on the near side, Seamus Malone with time to skate. Blown in on side of the Storm end, moves to the center, takes a shot blocked by Kevin Kerr. Out of the zone it goes. Olsen fighting Keegan Ford for it. Olsen wins it, takes a shot, save made by Christian Fry. Another shot, deflection, saved by Fry, and a penalty upcoming here, I think, to Dubuque as Wilkie took a hit. Fry made an excellent save there on the second shot. Interference call coming up, and Christian Fry, that second shot came in, it was deflected, and he had to make a very good save into his right elbow. Had to squeeze that elbow and made the save. The penalty upcoming here to Seamus Malone. 2 minute interference penalty in the Storm going the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Chase Berger will take the faceoff against Dylan Gambrill. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Back to Sasir. Keeps it in. Kevin Kerr, near side Wilkie. Back to Sasir. Finds Kerr. Takes a slap pass. Wilkie shot. Save made by Fry. Christian Fry got over to make that save. Nice job by the Storm. Now out neutralized Sasir. Nice job taking the puck away from Gambrill. Kevin Kerr left it, though, in the top of the zone, and it was almost taken away there by Brett Bowing. Bowing came over, and the puck was deflected out of play. 2 minutes remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm trail 3-1 on the Century 21 power play here. 1:39 remaining in the penalty to Seamus Malone for interference. Berger on the faceoff for Tri-City, and he is able to win it over to Wilkie. Wilkie back to Sasir, and the Storm will reset things here with a minute 32 remaining on the power play. Sasir on the far side over to Wilkie. Wilkie's in onside. Wilkie just wraps one around the wall to the near side, though, where Jared Privatera is the first man there. Got it back to his brother Alex. Alex now on the far side, and it's dumped all the way down by Klimek. Jordan Klimek clears that one. Kevin Kerr will reset. Minute 10 remaining on the Storm Century 21 power play. Kerr threw one too far ahead of Wilkie, back into the Dubuque end of things, and again, Klimek fires it the length of the ice. Storm going to change power play units now, a minute gone by in the Century 21 power play. Sasir with the puck, moving forward, passes to the far side for Horn. Horn in onside, got it deep for Poganski. Poganski got L'Esperance in front, elects to keep the puck on his stick, moving to the near side corner, leaves it for L'Esperance. On the left circle, L'Esperance back to Horn. Now L'Esperance, now Horn. Horn lost the puck, though, to Robinson, and that's Eric Robinson goes the other way. Robinson to the net. Chance in front, deflected away by Glukowski. Nice job defensively by Nolan Glukowski. 47 seconds left in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 23 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Horn puts it in deep. Loboski settles it down the near side corner. Left it for L'Esperance. L'Esperance on the back wall. Back to Loboski now on the near side. Loboski up top for Glukowski with a shot deflection wide of the net. Rebound down low, and it's cleared by Dubuque. Final seconds of the power play ticking off. 22 seconds remaining in the first period. Glukowski with it moving forward now. Slow, Slow moving for Glukowski around the far side wall. Storm got it into the zone, but not deep, and it's moved right back out. Here come the Dubuque Fighting Saints with a shot. Save made, Johansson. Rebound, and the net's off as there's 3 seconds remaining in the period. Dello was had the puck on his stick, and he was moving forward, but the net came off. And we get a stoppage with just 3 seconds remaining in the period. Shots on goal now 15-7 in favor of the Fighting Saints. 3-1 the score right now. Dubuque in the lead, 3-1. 3 seconds remaining in the period. It'll be face-off to the left of Johansson. Gambrel against Berger. Puck is dropped. Face-off won by the Storm. Martin just goes behind the net. And that'll be it for the first period here. Dubuque gets 3 goals, one of them on the power play, and they have a 3-1 advantage on the Tri-City Storm after 1 period. We'll take a break here on The Breeze. We'll come back with one of the Storm forwards who is scratched tonight, and that's Drew Mayer, who will join us in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Storm trail 3-1 to Dubuque right now after 1 on The Breeze, 94.5.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snow plows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Back here at the Mesquite Community Ice Center, Jared Schaffrin with you for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-1 to the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at Central Hydraulic Online, Storm.com. And kind enough to join me here for the Sadler Implement Period Recap is one of the Storm forwards who's eager to get back in the lineup here. Right now serving a suspension, but joining me here is Drew Mayer. And Drew, thanks first of all for joining me, but your team trailing by two goals on the scoreboard. You get a nice looking goal from Chris Wilkie, but what are your initial thoughts here after the first period?
I thought we came out hard and we were getting to the puck as fast as we could, but we're not using the boards as much as we can, and we're reaching for pucks too much. I think if we can execute our systems on the penalty kill, we should be fine coming back in this game.
You're without your head coach here, Josh Howgie, who's en route back to Kearney. You got your two assistants running the show here, Coach Bittner, Coach Largent. What have you guys learned from them this year, kind of new coaches to the system, and how are everything on the bench? I mean, you're not on the bench, but I'm sure you can speak to what they are like on the bench.
Bittner, he's a great guy, great coach. He pushes us very hard to practice. He's more of the vocal guy, and he brings more of the intensity towards us and puts a lot of pressure on us to make sure that we're going as hard as we can every day. Largent, he was a goalie, so he sees the ice better than everyone else, gives us a better perspective on the ice, and teaches me where I need to shoot, and he's helped me out a lot, too.
Now, you guys did score one goal in the first period, and we talked about it a second ago. Chris Wilkie gets the goal, really, like you said, almost here off air, tic-tac-toe kind of play, really nice passing in front. What'd you see on that goal?
I thought Cutler brought it in the zone. He chipped it past. Wilkie moved it back to him, I believe, and he ended up getting it, and then the goalie was sliding out of the net. It was like he danced out of his shoes, so Wilkie was there to put it in.
A little bit of over-pursue, you could say, for Christian Fry there, but Wilkie picks up his third goal of the season, and I know you mentioned, you know, after one period, I think, like you said, use the wall a little bit more, want to keep pucks out of the center. What else have you seen that you could potentially look to work on as the game goes along here against the team you guys haven't seen before?
I think we need to keep the puck low in their zone and just give it to their D and push them as hard as they can, because there's no way that they can handle us down low. If we cycle the puck and get give and goes going, they're going to start sucking down and clogging the house, and then our D will be open for point shots.
We're talking with Drew Mayer here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. And Drew, switch gears a little bit here. It's your first season in Kearney. How's everything going for you? How are you enjoying the town of Kearney?
I'm loving it. It's a small town. It's kind of like Ferris. It's going to be a small town area when I go there next year. I'm enjoying it a lot, loving the people, loving my coaching staff. And just having a great time. I'm working as hard as I can, and I got this suspension, and I feel shame, and I just want to get back in the lineup.
How's it been playing for Coach Josh Howgie this year?
It's been great. Howgie, he called me in the summer, offered me a spot. My old team was folding, so it was helping me out. He helped me out as much as he could. He actually scouted me back when he was in Alaska, so we had a good connection there, and I was very excited for the chance to play for him.
What's been your favorite arena that you've been in here in the USHL? I know you're used to play for Indiana, so you've seen a bunch, but what's your favorite arena to play in?
My favorite arena would have to be, Omaha. That's a beautiful rink. That's so nicely set up and has good Wi-Fi connection for you, too, as well.
It is a nice place to be there at the Ralston Arena in Omaha, and we'll be back there soon enough. We'll see Omaha coming in to Kearney on November 29th and 30th. Fans, on November 30th, big night for the Storm. It's Ugly Sweater Night at the Viero Event Center, and I'm sure a lot of our players and coaching staff and everybody will have on their ugliest sweaters in the holiday season after Thanksgiving. Tri-City Storm trailing the Dubuque Fighting Saints right now 3-1 after one period. Drew Mayer, thanks for joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We wish you luck and hope to see you on the ice here next weekend.
Thank you, Jared.
We'll take a quick break and come back once again with the conclusion of the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report and your out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says go Storm. We think you guys are winners and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Throw the turkey in the oven, grab your running shoes, and gather the family for the 11th annual Kearney Family YMCA's Turkey Trot and Gobble Wobble, sponsored by the Tri-City Storm. Whether you run as a competitive athlete or just for fun with your family, join us for the kids' one-mile fun run or the 2 or 5 mile races. Each paid registration receives a free ticket to the Tri-City Storm vs. Omaha Lancers game on Friday the 29th. For more information, call the YMCA at 308-237-9622 or visit our website at kearneymca.org.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear yourself on TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like the hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great time to wait. Grab some mud.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the broadcast booth here at the Mystique Community Ice Center. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-1 to the Dubuque Fighting Saints. We're here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We just heard from Drew Mayer on the Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Real quick, quick recap here, the scoring in the first period. Storm got the first goal of the night, and that was scored by Chris Wilkie. Assist went to Cutler Martin on that. Dylan Chanter scored with an extra attacker from Blake Hillman at 8:36. Max McHugh from Brett Boeing and Keegan Ford at 12:12 of the first, and then Jared Privatera on the power play, assist to Robbie Durar at 15:16. So it's 3-1 Dubuque. We'll check the out-of-town scoreboard here, presented by Midway Auto. Out-of-town scoreboard update. A lot of games going on in the USHL that are all ahead of this one, and a couple of them are final. Team USA defeats the Green Bay Gamblers 8-5. The Storm will see Team USA next week in Ann Arbor. USA at home, 8-5 victory over Green Bay earlier tonight. Muskegon is trailing to Youngstown 4-3 with just a minute left in the third period. Youngstown ahead 4-3 at home at the Covelli Center over the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Sioux City Musketeers have a 3-0 lead over the Indiana Ice early on in the third period there in Indiana. Once again, Musketeers ahead 3-0. Sioux Falls has taken a 2-0 lead over Waterloo after one period of play. The Storm will be in Sioux Falls tomorrow night to take on the Stampede. Stampede with a two-game home stretch here, and their two goals scored by Michael Buonacontri and also Zeb Knutson. Power play goal there for Knutson, and it's 2-0 Sioux Falls over Waterloo after one. Omaha leads the Chicago Steel 2-0 after two periods there. In Omaha at the Ralston Arena, the Lancers have gotten goals from Tucker Pullman and Jake Randolph. Randolph continues to lead the USHL in scoring. And again, another goal here for him tonight. They lead Chicago 2-0. The Lancers in the lead. Fargo with a 1-0 lead over the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Halfway through the second period in Cedar Rapids, the Force with a 1-0 lead. And it's the Des Moines Buccaneers leading Lincoln 3-1, halfway through the second period in Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena. Des Moines with a 3-1 lead over the Lincoln Stars. Right here in Dubuque, it is 3-1 in favor of the Fighting Saints. Still a lot of time left in this game. We're just through one period of play, and that's your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week on Facebook. Head to our Facebook page each Tuesday afternoon and check out our Valentino's Trivia Question of the Week, presented by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Second period presented by Papa John's is coming up next here from Dubuque. Storm trailing 3-1. We'll be back for the puck drop in the second in just a minute on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 3-1 to the Dubuque Fighting Saints here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We're here for the second period of play, which is presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Storm with a 3-0 deficit here, trying to overcome. They start with Joel Esperance here to take the draw against Dylan Gambrell. For the second period, lone goal for the Storm scored by Chris Wilkie early on in the first. And we are underway in the second. Dubuque winning the faceoff. Got it back towards the Storm end. Martin able to slap it away, and Gomez tripped over an errant stick there. Now a quick shot on net, deflected away by Johansson. Moved forward by Poganski. Now Gomez on the near side. Gomez in onside. Gomez to the center. He's in the corner now, looking to the center. Moved it back to the Glukowski. Glukowski At the right point with a shot was hit. L'Esperance in front, never got all the way through. And now Jared Privatera moves it forward. Nice hit by Glukowski there at neutral ice. And now here's Cutler Martin. Fan on a shot, puck's loose, gets cleared all the way down by the Fighting Saints. Kerr on the ice, but the icing was negated there as Johansson came out of his net to play it. Move forward now by Gomez. Gomez shoots it in deep into the Dubuque end. Now they do change that Dubuque third goal to Robbie Darrow, as it's moved back to Johansson, who gets a bit of a shower there from Iserman. So 18:58, and as we thought originally, the goal for Dubuque there, the third goal, not scored by Privatera, scored by Robbie Darrow. And we have a 3-1 Dubuque lead. Minute into the second period, Tri-City Storm trailing 3-1 to the Dubuque Saints. Face-off is to the right of Johansson here as we resume play. Face-off is won by the Fighting Saints. A quick shot. Save made by Johansson. Glove save, and he hangs on. Shot came from the point there from Phil Bogey, right off the face-off win. So we redo the draw here. Again to the right of Johansson. McMurphy against Seamus Malone. And it's won again by Malone, back to Keegan Ford. Ford with some space to skate to the center. Malone with a shot that missed wide of the net. Big opportunity there for Malone, who was alone in the high slot. And now it's Kevin Kerr who moves it forward. Kevin Kerr to the center of the zone. Almost lost. He did lose the puck. Taken back by Iserman. Down low, centering pass blocked by Cecere. Iserman gets it back. Up top for Bogey. Put it into the corner. And Kevin Kerr's the first man there. Left it in the on the sidewall for Eastman. Eastman moved it forward to Hutchison. Here's the storm of the two-on-one. Ford trying to get back in the play. Hutchison to the center. Takes a shot. Save made. And the rebound is loose around the near side. Nice save by Christian Fry, and Hutchison elected to shoot on that two-on-one. Bogey took a spill behind the net. Here's Eastman to the center, and a deflection by Christian Fry. Poke checked away with the stick, and now it's kept in by Eastman. Trying to get it to McMurphy, and he did. To the near side. On the near side half wall. Back to Eastman with a shot. Save made by Fry. On the far side now, Lebowski over there. Makes a nice play to win the battle. Cutler Martin with a shot. Deflection just missed the net. Another shot. Hit the side of the net. Aldworth had the deflection. Shot came from Christian Horn. Now Martin with a shot. He scores! Cutler Martin, second point of the night, makes it 3-2 and puts the Storm on the board here in the second period. 17:44 remaining in the second. And it's Cutler Martin who steps in the play and makes it count. A great sequence for the Storm there. They had a deflection by Aldworth that could have went in. They had a shot from Christian Horn. They hit the outside of the net. And it was kept alive by Lebowski with a great hustle play. And Cutler Martin finishes it off. Hits the back of the net for the first time this season. It's a 3-2 hockey game early in the second period as Dubuque wins the faceoff and they have the puck moving forward here. It's a 2-on-2 on the far side. It's McHugh with a shot that's blocked in front. Rebound, Lebowski gets taken down. Up top, Dubuque with a shot. Save, went wide. Shot went wide there from Chanter. And now the rebound is controlled behind the Storm net. Max McHugh comes in trying to poke it away. Storm with a couple players, and they get it, dig it free. Nice pass from Dello to Christian Horn on the near side. Horn out to neutral ice, but not far, as Hillman banks it back in deep. Johansson settles it down for Dello. Dello with a backhand pass to the far side. Turned it over, though, as it's moved by Jacob Benson. Benson in the far side corner. As Lebowski played it up the far side wall. Nice job by Dubuque keeping it in. Another shot on net. A save made by Johansson. Shot came from Alex Privatera. Johansson washed it right into the chest and made the save. 16:55 remaining here in the second period. 3-2. Storm with the only goal of the second here for Cutler Martin. And a nice look for Martin. His first goal of the season. You got a face off to the left of Jacob Johansson. Berger is on the draw against Jason Ford. And the puck's behind the Storm net here on the faceoff. And Garrett Cecere moves forward. Cecere had a bank off Durar's skate. Into the Dubuque end. It goes in deep. Olsen with a nice hit on his man as the puck is moved by Wilkie, but then he lost it. And now Dubuque with some space to skate as it's Jason Ford. Ford got it in deep. Ford from the corner tries to get a centering pass taken away by Glukowski. Dello picks up an assist on the Cutler-Martin goal just announced here in the arena. And Durar with a nice pass all the way deep for Robinson, who goes back to get it. Robinson sees Glukowski right there and now moves it to the top of the zone. Bogey with a shot blocked in front by Sasir. Rebound forward with a shot. Deflection wide of the net by Berger. Sasir's hurting on the near side after he blocked that shot. He needs a replacement, trying to hustle over the bench as the Fighting Saints turn it over in neutral ice. Glukowski got it in deep. Sasir off the bench, off the ice now. Going to see Matt Stern just smarting from that shot block. And now here comes Dubuque moving in. It's Goss. Nice job by Dello pushing him to the outside. And now it's L'Esperance behind the net. L'Esperance threw it around the near side. Poganski first man there. Got it to Dello out of the zone. And now Dello moving forward. Bogey able to get it back in deep to the Storm end. Johansson for Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side wall now. Out of the zone it goes. Nice job by Gomez to tie up his man at the top of the zone. And now Dubuque with it in neutral ice. 15:22 remaining in the second period. It's 3-2 Fighting Saints here in Dubuque. On the near side is centering pass from Privatera taken away by the Storm, and it's L'Esperance on the far side. L'Esperance got it in deep. Gomez chasing there with Hillman. It's behind the Dubuque net. Nice job by L'Esperance getting over there to try to take control in the near side corner. L'Esperance shoved into the wall by Chanter, and now it's back for Hillman. Hillman behind the net. Eastman all over him on the forecheck. Dubuque keeps possession, though, and they're able to move forward now. Privatera, Jared Privatera in onside. Takes a hit from Steve Hayden back on defense. Martin shoves his man, takes the puck. Cutler Martin up the near side. Martin's in onside, takes a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound, Eastman picks it up. Eastman with a shot that's deflected wide. And now it's taken back by Dubuque. It's Iserman. Iserman in onside to the center. And a save by Johansson. Iserman, good opportunity there. Had an angle on Johansson, but could not get a good shot off. And now behind the play, Iserman and Martin will drop the gloves. Iserman and Martin. Martin standing up for his goaltender after Iserman kind of ran into him. Iserman giving a couple big shots here. Martin's trying to get back on his feet. Martin gets back into the fight here. His helmet is off. And Martin with a couple right-handed uppercuts. As the referees break this one up. Good battle between Iserman and Martin. They give each other a pat on the back after that one. Iserman got a good start, but Martin composed himself and got a few shots in there at the end. Good-looking fight near the Dubuque bench. Both will receive fighting majors. Here, 14:20 remaining in the second period, and Martin has been a big name in this second period. He scores a goal, drops the gloves, and there, after he didn't like what the Dubuque forward Shane Iserman did, Iserman had that break and kind of had some contact with Johansson after Jacob made the save. And Martin wanted to go right after that. 14:20 remaining, and the faceoff will be in the Dubuque end. Here, Christian Horn going to take it for the Storm. It's one forward by Tri-City. Aldworth able to control it in the corner. Christian Horn coming over to play it. Three Dubuque players there. Pops out to Robinson, though. And now it's Robinson in the near side for Dubuque. Glukowski with some contact as he moves into the zone. Robinson gets a give-and-go pass. Stopped by Kevin Kerr. Kerr turned it back over, though. Here's a chance to the center and a save made by Johansson on Seamus Malone. Malone had a good-looking opportunity there. Lebowski takes it to Christian Horn. Horn back to Lebowski. Lebowski with space. Finds Allworth. Shoots. Save made by Christian Fry. Nice puck movement in transition by the Storm. Christian Horn, Dan Lebowski starting it. Horn had it in neutral ice. Left the pass for Lebowski, who used his speed to enter the zone. And then it wound up on the stick of Thomas Allworth, who got a good-looking shot there. Save made by Christian Fry. He hangs on a snap play. 13:43 remaining here in the second period. It's a 3-2 lead for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Fans, we want to remind you about Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the store at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Papa John's presenting the second period here as the Storm has looked good in this second period. Couple opportunities. They got a goal. And then a big fight there between Cutler Martin and Shane Iserman. Dubuque fans once again saluting the nation's veterans here as it's Veterans Night at the Mesquite Community Ice Center. We'll have a face-off to the left of Christian Fry with 13:43 remaining in the second. Dubuque with a 3-2 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Chase Berger taking his face-off against Max McHugh. Face-off is won by the Fighting Saints. Moved up to the top of the zone and out. Nice job by Dello to deflect it away, but now it's taken back by the Fighting Saints. And a shot save made by Johansson with the right pad. And a penalty upcoming. A tripping call on Tri-City and a couple players getting together after the whistle on the near side half wall. Pushing and shoving. Penalty, I think, is coming up to Tri-City. Johansson made a great save with his right toe there on that shot. Came from Jacob Benson as he was entering the zone. And it looks like Tori Dello is headed off for the second time tonight with a tripping call. GNC penalty kill for the Tri-City Storm. Dubuque 1-for-1 on the power play here tonight. Shots on goal in favor of the Fighting Saints, 21-12 now as they lead 3-2. The Storm have some penalty killing to do with Dello in the box for tripping. Face off to the right of Johansson. It'll be Chase Berger to start the penalty kill against Dylan Gamble. Face off is won by Dubuque. Darar has it on the left point. Moves it to the far side. Privatera. Back to Darar. Now on the near side, Jared Privatera. Now Darar. Now Alex Privatera. Back to Darar again at the top with a shot. Blocked in front. Rebound tied up. They try to find Privatera on the near side. Storm were scrambling there as Johansson was out of position, but now he's back in the net. Here's Darar at the top of the zone. Down low it goes for Andrew Goss. Back up top for Darar. The near side, Privatera. Alex Privatera on the far side for Darar. Settles the puck down. Chance for Eastman on the forecheck. Nice job by Kevin Kerr. Almost got a turnover. Now he's on Goss. Kerr left it there for Eastman. Got it out of the zone. It rolls down to the Dubuque end. Christian Fry out of his net to play it. 1:15 remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. They trail 3-2 to the Dubuque Fighting Saints. As Alex Privatera lost it in neutral ice. Nice job by Lebosky to pull it back into the Dubuque end. And now the Fighting Saints move forward once again. Clearing play was wrapped around the near side wall. And now out of the zone once more. Good battle by the Storm. Penalty kill. Now Seamus Malone back in on the near side. Malone holding on the corner to the center. A chance in front. Went away. And Ryan McMurphy this time clears it all the way down. 42 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Steve Hayden got a shift there in the defense in the penalty kill. And now it's moved forward by Dubuque. Seamus Malone in onside, flips it into the far side corner. First man there, Cecier. Good to see Cecier back on the ice after blocking that shot. Lebosky trying to move it forward and get it up top. Couldn't get it out of the zone, kept in by Malone. Now it's gloved down by Cecier and out of the zone. Lebosky wins the race. Lebosky's in onside. Flipped one forward, trying to find McMurphy on a shorthanded chance, but it was broken up. And now here comes Dubuque. It's Benson in neutral ice. Left it for Keegan Ford, but it went through his skates. And back into their own end for Dubuque. Moving forward now are the Fighting Saints. Poganski deep in on the forecheck. And now it's played back by Benson. Here's Dubuque with the man out of the box. Ford took a shot that went wide. Dello back to the bench. And now it's moved forward. Poganski and L'Esperance out of the zone. Too far in front of L'Esperance, though. Would have been a two-on-one rush there. But Chanter got back to play it. And here comes Dubuque the other way. Fighting Saints with numbers. Bowing to the center. Shot save Johansson. Bowing had the speed, and he took that shot from the left circle. Johansson stayed in front of it, made the save, and covered up. 11-11 remaining in the Papa John's second period. 3-2, Dubuque with the lead on the breeze. KLIQ, 94.5 FM. Face off to the right now of Johansson. Christian Horn against Max McHugh will take the draw. Referee making sure they're all square. 11-11 remaining in the second. Face-off won by Dubuque. It's Hillman with a shot and a save made. Rebound loose in front. Johansson with a couple big saves. Rebound still loose now. And they try to poke into the front. Now back. It's a delayed penalty whistle. Going to be called to Tri-City. A shot from Hillman went wide. Rebounds touched up, but no whistle yet. Gamble over to the far side. Chandler with a shot saved by Johansson. And he covers up. Looked like Cecier had touched the puck there to touch it up. But no whistle was blown, and now it's going to be another Dubuque power play. Christian Horn takes the penalty for Tri-City. He'll join Cutler Martin, who's still in the box there. 10:49 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Face off to the left of Johansson. Dubuque back on the power play. Doubling the Storm in shots on goal right now, 24-12, but only leading by one goal. Storm need a good penalty-killing effort here, though, against a very good Dubuque power play. They were successful in the last kill, and a face-off win by Hutchison, and Kevin Curry able to clear Hutchison and to come in and take that draw last second, and he got a nice win there to Kevin Curry, who cleared all the way down. Nice start to the Tri-City Storm penalty kill. And now the puck is dumped back into the Storm end. And it's taken once again by Kevin Kerr. He's going to race it out of the zone. Kerr flips it in deep, and he'll go chase and win the race. Kevin Kerr. Good penalty killing there from Kerr. He takes a big hit there. A penalty upcoming to Dubuque. On the shoulder there, Kerr is down on the ice. Took a big hit. Now he's getting up, and he seems to be okay there. Storm taking offense to a big hit there by Robbie Durar, and he will head to the penalty box, and that'll be it for the Dubuque power play. Abbreviated, Kevin Kerr, the star of that GNC penalty kill for the Tri-City Storm. He cleared the puck out of the zone twice. The second time, he followed the shot all the way back into the Dubuque end, won a battle in the corner, and then took a hit, which gives the Storm a power play. Well, right now we're 4-on-4. Storm eventually will get a power play. There's a minute 27 remaining in the Christian Horn penalty. And now 2 minutes on the board here for Durar, as he joins Shane Iserman in the box. Martin and Iserman still in the box after their fight. 10:16 remaining in the second period. Tri-City trailing Dubuque. 3-2 here on the Breeze. Faceoff will be in the Dubuque end to the left of Christian Fry. And we may have a 2-10. It might be the call here as Jacob Benson is over to serve a penalty. So it looks like a 2-10 to Robbie Durar for the hit on Kevin Kerr. Storm with a faceoff and will control play here in a 4-on-4 situation. Nice pass from Glukowski down low and a shot from Poganski. Save made by Christian Fry. Now it's Cecere over to Glukowski. Takes the shot. Deflection in front. Never got all the way through. And the Fighting Saints have it. Here comes Dubuque with a 3-on-2. Seamus Malone. And onside, Glukowski went to play him. Puck was loose. Cecere picked it up. Nice job by Glukowski and Cecere defending that 3-on-2. Now here's Poganski and Lesbrons the other way. Poganski makes a move to the net. Backhand over the net. Rebound loose. And Lesbrons had a chance for it. Couldn't get it on his stick. And 10-minute game misconduct there is to Robbie Durar. They're announcing it here in the arena. Dubuque back in onside. Still 4-on-4 here. Shot went wide of the net there from Malone at the top of the zone. Bogey takes a hit from Lesbrons, lost the puck, and now here's Glukowski. Outlets it to Lebowski. Lebowski lost it near the Dubuque bench, and it's played by Glukowski back into the Dubuque end. With 28 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Now here on the far side, Jason Ford. Ford to the net. Chance to save Johansson with a right pad. Jason Ford, a nice-looking move, and Johansson stood strong there. And a nice job there by Eastman to knock the puck out of the zone, and he tosses Bogey to the ground. And Dubuque has to tag up here. Nice job by Kyle Eastman. Physical play there. Kevin Kerr, good to see him back on the ice. Takes the puck into the zone. Kerr on the near side. Making a move. Banks it off the back end. Storm of the power play here for the next 30 seconds as Horn's out of the box. Dello at the top of the zone to Lebowski. Lebowski made a move by Ford. Left it for Berger, who's on the ice. And now Dello takes, thought about a shot. Gets it to Kerr with a shot. Save made. Rebound score! Chase Berger ties the game with 8:32 remaining in the second period. And the Storm get a power play goal for the first time tonight. Kevin Kerr, a big part in setting that one up. Nice work by Kerr, Dello, and eventually Berger in front. Put it home for Chase Berger. It's his fourth goal of the season. And we are tied 3-3 with 8:32 remaining. Tri-City have scored the first two goals here in the second period, have tied things up, and a nice shift in front there on the power play. Lebowski made a nice play on that power play, and just an all-around effort there for the Storm to get that power play goal. Ends up going off Berger and into the back of the net. So the Storm got it in deep off the faceoff. Now Dubuque brought it back in the Storm, and it's going to be an icing whistle to the Fighting Saints. 8:18 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Tri-City Storm and Dubuque Fighting Saints. A little bit of a thrilling game here. 3-3. The Storm took the lead early on in a goal by Chris Wilkie. But then Dubuque scored three straight goals to lead at the end of the first 3-1. The Storm have scored two straight here in the second period, and we're all square, 3-3. Faceoff won by the Storm in the offensive zone. Gomez to the far side. Martin with a shot. Save made by Christian Fry. And it's hung on to by Fry with the glove. 8-10 remaining in the second. 3-3 the score here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Fans, couple more minutes to send your questions here. Any questions you have about the Storm to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll have the Best Western Plus question of the game coming up in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report before the third period. The faceoff is won by Dubuque. And they have control here. Dello left it for Gomez. Gomez in the near side. And a chance front for Dello. Save made by Fry. And he hangs on. A couple players pushing and shoving in front of the Dubuque net. As Jared Privatera, who's doubled over in pain, heading back to the Dubuque bench. We get a stoppage with 7:55 remaining in the second period. We get a quick media timeout here. In the second, and right now we have a 3-3 score. We'll just kind of recap the scoring once again for you. Again, Wilkie scores the first goal from Cutler Martin and Ross Olson at 4:53. Dylan Chanter with an extra attacker from Blake Hillman and Eric Robinson to tie things up at 8:36 of the first period. Then Max McHugh from Brett Boeing and Phil Bogie at 12:12. It was a 2-1 Dubuque game for a little while, and then they made it 3-1 about 3 minutes later when Robbie Durar scored a power play goal from Jared Privatera and Dylan Gambrill. At the end of one, it was 3-1 Dubuque, but the Storm have fought back here in the second period. They got an early goal just 2:16 into the period. Cutler Martin from Torrey Dello, Martin's first of the season, Dello's second assist and third point of the year. And then to tie it up, Chase Berger on the power play from Kevin Kerr. And for Kevin Kerr, that is his first Storm point of the season at 11:28. Faceoff won by Tri-City as we resume play. And it's now Glukowski on the right point. Takes a shot. Save made by Fry. Big rebound. Horn couldn't control it, but Sasir kept it in. But he left it right on the stick of a Fighting Saints player. Nice job by Aldworth on the back check to take it away. And Aldworth here lost the puck now and neutralizes. It's Seamus Malone. Malone tried a shot, was blocked by Glukowski. Alex Privatera fakes in a shot, moves around Aldworth, takes a shot. Save, Johansson. Rebound loose. Puck's up in the air. Another shot and another, I think, saved by Johansson there. And the Storm trying to get it out of the zone. They can't. Kept in. Another save by Johansson there. And the long shot from Klimek. Now behind the net, Glukowski trying to control the puck. He moves it up the far side wall. It was blocked there by a Dubuque player. He had Lebosky waiting for the pass. 7-10 remaining in the second period. Dubuque wins a battle down low here. Keeps possession in the Storm end. Fighting Saints buzzing here. Big hit by Sasir on Iserman. And Iserman into the wall. And there's a penalty. Now McHugh wants to come right over to Sasir. And he's stopped by Glukowski. Penalty is going to be to Sasir. As Iserman went into the wall head first. And when an official sees that, automatically looking for a penalty. Max McHugh took big offense to that. Tried to go right after Sasir. And McHugh is also headed to the box. And Glukowski is headed to the box as well. So I think it's still going to be a Dubuque power play. Teams definitely with some high energy here in this second period as the Storm have come back to tie it. Sasir will have a 2-minute penalty as it's on the board. Glukowski and Max McHugh also into the box. And Cutler Martin and Alex Privatera getting explanations here. It looks like it'll be a GNC penalty kill here for the Storm with 6:58 remaining in the second period. Sasir with 2 minutes on the board for the initial hit there. Try to get you the exact calls in a couple seconds here. We've got Max McHugh is going to be for delay of game. I'm guessing, and Sasir has been tossed out of the game. Sasir has been tossed out. Wilkie is into the box for Sasir. Kind of a tough play there. It didn't look like Sasir came over with so much force, but the player went into the wall head first, and they're being very careful about that. So Sasir has been taken out. We don't know if it's for the rest of the game or for the rest of the period here, but he's out of the penalty box, and now we've resumed play. Dubuque on the power play for 2 minutes. Jared Privatera lost an edge, lost the puck. Hutchison trying to race for it back into Dubuque in, and he's going to be whistled for a penalty. Hutchison knocked the stick out of the Dubuque player's hands, Alex Privatera, and there's a loose puck in the Dubuque end. Nobody was even near it, so Hutchison felt here on the penalty kill is going to go try to win a battle, and he knocks the stick out of Privatera's hands, and they whistle him for slashing. 2 minute penalty to Hutchison, not what the Storm needed here. They're going to be shorthanded by two men for the next minute 32 seconds. Sasir's penalty being served by Wilkie, and we are going to have a timeout here. Timeout is called by Dubuque. Fighting Saints want to talk this over here. Head coach Matt Shawn, his first season with the Fighting Saints, trying to take advantage of a 5-on-3 here. Hutchison, not the best time for a penalty there with his team already trailing one man. Storm were trailing on the scoreboard earlier in this game, but they scored two goals here in the second to tie things up at 3. 6:29 remaining in this second period. Dubuque is done with their timeout. They've gone over what they wanted to go over. They're going to go with Iserman, Boji, Alex Privatera, Dylan Dambrell, and Seamus Malone on the 5-on-3 power play unit. J.B. Bittner and Eric Largen going over the penalty kill here for the Storm. We're down two men. They're going to go with Cutler Martin, Tori Dello, and Chase Berger. Berger the center here, and then two defensemen, Martin and Dello. Minute 32, the Storm trying to kill off a two-man advantage for Dubuque. 6:29 left in the second. Face-off won by Dubuque. Privatera to Boji. Phil Boji at the left point here. Fans on their feet cheering their team on here. The Fighting Saints. Down low the puck goes. Back to Privatera. Over to Boji. He takes on a shot. Goes to Gambrell on the goal line. Back up top for Privatera. Takes on a shot. Goes down low again and a stoppage. And we get a whistle here. And we have a crease violation here. Whistle to Shane Iserman. And the faceoff will come out of the zone. A bit of a break for the Storm there. Dello and Martin stay on. Eastman comes on to replace Chase Berger. Minute 12 left in the 5-on-3. Faceoff won by Dubuque and neutralized. Boji brings it in. Boji on the near side wall. Back to Iserman, who's playing the left point this time. Now Privatera. Alex Privatera switches sides with his partner. Privatera down low. Chance in front and a score. Iserman put it home, and it's 4-3, Dubuque. Johansson saw the puck in front of him, but it was loose, and it got moved over to the far side of the crease where Iserman was waiting for it. And Dubuque able to cash in on the 5-on-3. Wilkie out of the box. There'll still be a minute 26 left in the Nick Hutchison penalty. 5:55 remaining in the second period. Dubuque back on top. 4-3. Dello, Lebowski, Martin, and Ryan McMurphy now on the ice here. McMurphy wins the faceoff to Dello. Got it back to McMurphy, and McMurphy's in onside. Storm killing a penalty here. McMurphy goes back to Dello, and the Storm will kill some more time. Cutler Martin now on the far side in his own zone. Sends one all the way down the ice. A minute 12 remaining in the Dubuque power play. The GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Dubuque leading 4-3 with 5:34 remaining in the second. Boeing put one in deep into the Storm end. Dello back to get it against Jared Privatera. It's moved behind the net. Martin there for the Storm, pushing Privatera. And now it's out of the zone. And Lebowski going to try to race for it here against Ford. Nice job by Lebowski. Moved it towards the Dubuque net. And now it's moved forward. Dubuque with it, in onside. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. Far side wall. Martin shoving his man. Now it's on the near side. Keegan Ford on the left point. Back to the right point. A shot from Jason Ford went wide. Rebound came right out in front, but it was blocked away. And now Kevin Kerr sends it the length of the ice. Wrapped it around the wall and all the way out. Christian Fry stops it there in the Dubuque end. Fighting Saints have been big, scoring two power play goals and an extra attacker goal. They move back in onside. Final seconds of the power play here. Ticking down. Steve Hayden takes away the puck. Played by Poganski. Storm back at full strength, and Kevin Kerr with it. Kerr back to Steve Hayden. Hayden moves it forward, flips it to neutral ice. Gomez settles it down. Offside whistled. Poganski was ahead of the play. 4:17 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-3 to Dubuque, but they have won this period thus far. They have two goals to Dubuque's one in the second period. Wilkowski out of the box here. Lone player left in the box now is Robbie Durar. 4:17 remaining in the second, 4-3 Dubuque lead. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Glukowski left it for Kevin Kerr on the far side. And now Gomez got one in deep into the Dubuque end. Bouncing puck settled down by the Fighting Saints, and Max McHugh will play it for Dubuque. McHugh put it on the far side wall there. In a neutral ice for Jacob Benson. Got it in deep. Johansson now behind the Storm net around the far side. Stopped there by Benson. Down low to McHugh. McHugh behind the net. Up top for Clymer. And now he puts it back in deep. Gomez tried to get it out of the zone, but his clearing play was stopped. And now Glukowski picks it up. Settles the puck down. Leaves it for Kevin Kerr on the far side. And Kerr moving forward with a rolling puck. Settles it down. Got to the red line. Flips one in on Christian Fry, who makes the save. And left it for Alex Privatera. Now on the near side wall, here come Dubuque. As Boeing chipped it in deep. Martin hustles back to get the puck. Martin takes a hit. Keeps the puck, moves it, and gets it behind the net for Kerr, who leaves it for Martin. Martin picks it back up, moves it forward for Chris Wilkie. Wilkie, cross-ice pass right on the stick of Garrett Gomez. Gomez is in onside. Lost the puck, though. And now it's back to Dubuque. 3-on-3, Dubuque coming back in onside. The Storm and centering pass went wide of the net. Rebound picked up here on the near side by Ross Olsen out to neutral ice. Hillman sticked it down over to the far side for Goss. And it was moved into the Storm end, but now chipped right back out by Tri-City. Olsen chipped it free, but it's picked back up by Gambrell. 2:40 left in the second period, 4-3 Dubuque. Gambrell to the center, sticked away by Johansson. And now the rebound picked up by Wilkie on the near side. Nice pass there to Ross Olsen. Olsen in onside. Nice pass over to Chase Berger. And Berger couldn't handle it. Went down low. Big collision behind the net. Olsen drops his man. And a couple players pushing and shoving here. As this play is stopped, Privatera and Olsen there, and Olsen almost dropped the glove. Gloves stay on for all players. 2:19 remaining here in the second period. Pushing it, Privatera just shoved Olsen. Jared Privatera gave Olsen a cross check right to the center. Right in front of the Storm bench. And I don't know if there's going to be any calls here. A lot of Storm players riled up. That play came right in front of the Storm bench. J.B. Bittner getting an explanation now from the official. Olsen definitely agitated Privatera. No doubt about that one. A couple players are pushing and shoving. Good shift by the Storm and a nice passing play to get in the zone. But now we get the stoppage at 2:19 remaining after some pushing and shoving in the Dubuque end. I think the whistle was just blown because of the pushing and shoving, but I don't see any penalties being whistled. So it was a nice passing play to get in the zone. Wilkie working well with Olsen, who made a nice pass over to Chase Berger. And then the puck went in deep, and there was some pushing and shoving. Finally, we are ready to start play again. Bittner satisfied with the explanation for now. 2:19 remaining here in the second period. Faceoff one forward by the Storm, right in on Christian Fry, who covers up and hangs on. Stopping play once again. 2:17 remaining in the second period. 4-3 lead for the Dubuque Fighting Saints here. Back and forth game in Dubuque. Faceoff to the left of Fry is won back by the Fighting Saints. Nice hit from Christian horn on his man as it rolls out of the zone. Lebowski gets it back from Cutler Martin, and it's in deep once again. Ryan McMurphy chasing against Keegan Ford. Murphy put a nice hit there but lost the puck. And now it's back out to neutral ice. Bouncing puck moved in by Iserman, but now dumped right back out by Cutler Martin. And Lebowski makes a great play at the line to keep things in. Onside, McMurphy to the net. McMurphy got it poked off his stick. He had a good opportunity there. Christian Horn was waiting on the backside. And now it's moved in by Dubuque. And turned over to Horn for a second. Now back to Malone. Shot save made by Johansson. May have hit his helmet there as it went over the net. 1:30 remaining in the second period. 4-3 lead for Dubuque. Fighting Saints get it back in deep. Johansson sticks it down behind the net, leaves it there. Jason Ford picked it up, left it for Jared Privitera, who put it back in deep. Martin was the first man there for Tri-City. And now McMurphy back to Martin. Martin in the corner looking for space, left it for McMurphy. McMurphy got hassled but got it forward to Lebowski. Lebowski moves past his man and chips it into the Dubuque end. Played by Hillman on the far side wall. And Lebowski takes a hit. Slow to get up, but he's back on his feet. And now here comes Dubuque. Robinson to the center. It banked out of the side, almost went in. It was banging around in front, and it was tipped out of the net. Don't know if Johansson got a piece or if it was the back checkers that were able to clear it away. We've got 45 seconds left in this period. Storm playing pitch and catch in their own end. Kevin Kerr and Torrey Dello. Kerr moving forward. It's deflected in deep. Poganski there to get it. Put it in front for Eastman. Kept in, though, by Dello with a shot. Save made by Christian Fry with the left pad. Now Eastman down low for Poganski. Another centering play was blocked by McHugh. 25 seconds left in the period. Storm with some big forecheck here. Trying to slow down McHugh. Almost took it away. Now he moves it forward. Big hit there by Benson on Dello as Kerr picks up the puck. 15 seconds left. Benson takes it back. Dello with a big hit there. Trying to free the puck here. Deep in the Storm end. 5 seconds left in the period. It's finally poked free. Chance in front, a shot, save Johansson, rebounds loose, another save Johansson, and the period expires. It's 4-3 Dubuque in an exciting, high-flying second period. Storm outscore the Fighting Saints 2-1, but still trail by a single goal as we head to the third and final period here in Dubuque. 4-3 lead for the Fighting Saints. A lot of excitement here on the Breeze, and it'll sure to continue. In the third period, we'll take a break and come back with a Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Throw the turkey in the oven, grab your running shoes, and gather the family for the 11th annual Kearney Family YMCA's Turkey Trot and Gobble Wobble, sponsored by the Tri-City Storm. Whether you run as a competitive athlete or just for fun with your family, join us for the kids' one-mile fun run or the 2 or 5 mile races. Each paid registration receives a free ticket to the Tri-City Storm vs. Omaha Lancers game on Friday the 29th. For more information, call the YMCA at 308-237-9622 or visit our website at kearneyymca.org.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, They know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back inside the Mystique Community Ice Arena here in Dubuque. Tri-City Storm trailing to the Dubuque Fighting Saints by a score of 4-3. We're inside our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And once again, it's a 4-3 lead for Dubuque. It was 3-1 after the first period. And then the Storm were able to score two goals and tie it at 3 in the second, but a late power play goal on a 5-on-3 for Shane Iserman has it at 4-3. And I'm joined by Storm forward Joey DiBenedetto here for the set for the intermission report. And Joey, obviously a hard-fought battle here, back and forth for both teams.
Yeah.
What have you seen from the stands here?
We're pushing, and that's what we need to do. We get pucks on net, go to the front of net, go to the dirty areas, and you know we got to continue to keep doing that.
What was the biggest difference between the first and second period? Because I feel like in the first period you guys were in the game, but it seems like you cleaned things up and came out with a lot of energy in the second.
Yeah, like you said, we came out with a lot of energy, and I thought the first period we just needed to get our legs under us, and you know it showed in the second period after we. You know, we got pucks on net, kept it simple, and just went to the dirty areas, like I said. And, you know, we got rewarded for it. So,
your goaltender, Jacob Johansson, has been key for you all season. Seems like tonight again, he's had to make some big saves, and he's come up big. What have you seen from him?
Well, you know, they're getting a lot of traffic in front, and, you know, and that's one of the things we work on in practice is, you know, we try to screen them as best we can to mimic that. And he's one of the hardest workers on the team, and he's just come up big for us today.
Defensively, you got Jalen Schultz, who sustained an injury midweek. Steve Hayden got to jump in and play a couple shifts. What have you seen from him? What has he done when he's been on the ice?
You know, he's kept it simple, and that's his game. And, you know, he's a big body to have back there. And, you know, he's had a couple hits and made some nice plays and, you know, helped us out on the PK when we went down a couple D's. So,
What's going to have to happen here in the third period for you guys to come out with a win?
Just keep playing the way we know how to play. You know, we're a hard-working team with a lot of skill, and we just got chip pucks in deep, go to work like we've been doing all season. So,
all right, Joey DiBenedetto here joining us on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report for the Stadler Implement Period Recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And Joey, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Jared.
We'll take a quick break here on the intermission report. Come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Get in there for the power
play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to die.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Sheffrin with you. And we have a 4-3 game, Dubuque leading the Tri-City Storm. A lot of action in this game, a lot of different chances. Dubuque is 2-5 on the power play. Storm are 1-2. And a big power play goal for Chase Berger on an abbreviated power play. The Storm were shorthanded for the second consecutive time. We had an early Torrey Dello tripping penalty at 6:26, and then a Christian Horn tripping penalty at 9:11. So the Storm had just killed off that Dello penalty. They were shorthanded again, and then a Robbie Durar checking from behind, 2-minute minor and a 10-minute misconduct really changed things here, because we had an early goal from Cutler Martin that made it 3-2. And then after the Storm killed off that penalty to Dello, it looked like they're going to have to go another full 2 minutes against this Dubuque power play. But after the Durar checking from behind penalty, the Storm had that abbreviated power play for just about 30 seconds, and they cashed in on it. Chase Berger from Kevin Kerr at 11:28 made it a tie score at 3-3, and just a lot of momentum for the Storm at that point. However, later we had a series of penalties at 13:02. We saw Sasir get a checking from behind, 2 and a 10, similar to Durar's checking from behind. Sasir gets the 2 and a 10, so it was not a game misconduct. So I believe Sasir is eligible to return in the third period at some point. Nolan Glukowski and Max McHugh also went for delay of game. But the Storm were down by a man for 2 minutes, and then Nick Hutchison takes a slashing penalty just 30 seconds into the man advantage for Dubuque from the Sasir penalty. So it was a 5-on-3 for the Fighting Saints, and they cashed in. Shane Eiserman on the power play from Dylan Gambrell, his second point of the night, second assist for Gambrell, and Seamus Malone with the second assist there at 14:05. And now it is a 4-3 game in favor of the Fighting Saints. They're after those scores and a power play goal there for Dubuque. The difference here in this one right now, it's 4-3, and we're going to check the out-of-town scoreboards presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. We get a look here at the scores. Team USA defeated Green Bay 8-5 here tonight. At Ann Arbor, Team USA with the win 8-5 over the Green Bay Gamblers. Youngstown Phantoms with a 5-3 edge on the Muskegon Lumberjacks. And that game just went final. Youngstown defeats Muskegon 5-3. Omaha with a 3-0 shutout. Omaha again with a shutout. They seem to really be great defensively. They've had, I believe it's their 7th shutout of the season, shutting out Chicago 3-0. Sioux City is on top 3-0 over the Indiana Ice with 18:26 remaining in the third period. Sioux Falls has a 3-2 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks after two periods of play up there at Sioux Falls Arena, where the Storm will be tomorrow. Once again, 3-2 Sioux Falls over Waterloo after two. Fargo and Cedar Rapids tied 2-2 in the third period. That's at the Stable in Cedar Rapids. 7 minutes remaining in that one. The Force and the Rough Riders tied 2-2. Des Moines with a 4-1 lead on the Lincoln Stars with 11:20 to go in the third period in Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena. And here in Dubuque, a 4-3 lead for the Fighting Saints over the Tri-City Storm. That's your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. We're going to take a break and come back with your third period of play here presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City Storm trailing by one on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back, to make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back here to the Mystique Community Ice Center in Dubuque. Tri-City Storm with a 4-3 deficit here, trying to overcome to the Dubuque Fighting Saints. We're getting ready for the third period here. It's been a back-and-forth game the whole way for the Storm and the Fighting Saints. Storm led 1-0, then trailed 3-1, then tied it up at 3-3, and then Dubuque took a 4-3 lead on with the latest goal, a power play tally. Very nice goal on the 5-on-3 power play for Shane Iserman, and that's the difference here in this one as we get ready to start the third period. Tri-City comes out
on the ice here. And with 40 seconds remaining in the time here before we get to the third period, Jared Schaffron with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. And the Storm will go from right to left here for the third and final period. Dubuque will go from left to right on your radio dial. Face off between Gambrill once again to start here this third period, and Joel Esperance. Here we go, ready for the third period. 4-3 the score. Tri-City against Dubuque. And the faceoff is put in deep by the Storm. Into the Dubuque end to start things. Poganski puts a hit on his man. And now it's moved forward by the Fighting Saints. And Gus, kept in by Gomez, on the line, keeps it in. Pass to Lesperance to the center, and he put it over the net. Lesperance with a backhand shot. He could have taken a forehand shot and actually seen the net there if he turned the other way. But he turned the other way, and he took a backhand shot that went over the net. Now we get a stoppage just 20 seconds in to the third period. Face up now, won by Dubuque, and it's moved to the neutral ice where it's back down in the Storm end, and Iserman wins the race for it here. Underway in the Big O Tires third period of play. A shot from Boji with a save made by Johansson. And now another chance here. Malone loses the puck to Olsen, but Olsen couldn't get it out. Another chance in front. Never got all the way through. And now here's Kevin Kerr on the far side trying to find Wilkie, but he couldn't get to it. Now it's back deep for Keegan Ford around the near side wall for Dubuque. And it's back to Kevin Kerr now for the Storm and neutral ice. Minute into the Big O Tires third period. 4-3 Dubuque with the lead. Puck rolls in on Christian Fry as it enters the zone. And Fry able to cover up and stop play. And after the play, we have pushing and shoving here behind the Dubuque net. So we get the stoppage. Wilkie pushing and shoving. He was right in the middle there. Seamus Malone also in the middle. No penalties called on the play. Minute into the third period, presented by Big O Tires. And kept in at the top of the zone there off the faceoff by Glukowski. Now it's back in deep into the Dubuque end. Picked up by the Saints. Moved off the far side wall now. Out to neutral ice there for Benson, who got it in deep. Benson will go change. Benson moves around the near side there. Chanter comes into play against Lebowski. Chanter wins the battle. Loose stick on the ground there in the corner. And now down low, Benson takes a hit from Glukowski. Move forward. Nice job there by Christian Horn to win that battle and move it forward. Pass to Lebowski. In onside. Back to Horn, and we get a stoppage for an offside. And Lebowski took a big hit from Chanter. And Lebowski definitely bent over after that hit. Glukowski comes over, has a few words for Benson. Lebowski limped over back to the bench. Big hit there on the near side wall. And Lebowski very slow to get back. Looks like he's hurting right now. 18:22 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play here in Dubuque. Tri-City trailing 4-3 right now to the Fighting Saints. Face off won by the Dubuque Fighting Saints. And they have it back in their own end. Alex Privatera gets it past the sliding Kyle Eastman, but it's kept in. Nice job there by McMurphy. Back to Eastman. Tried to throw one in front. Went behind the net. Privatera around the near side now. Taken back by Hutchison. Alex Privatera, formerly played at BU, moving around the near side wall. And it's banked to neutral ice there by Kuhlman. And now it's Dello who has it for the Storm. Eastman got it into the Dubuque end, but not much further than the blue line. And it's banked out by the Storm bench now for Kevin Kerr. Makes one move with it, gets it to Hutchison. Nick Hutchison banks it in deep, takes a hit. Penalty upcoming. It's a hooking call on Dubuque here, and the Storm will go to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney.
You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Penalty whistle to Eric Robinson of Dubuque, and the Storm go on the power play, trailing by a goal 2.5 minutes into the third period. Berger tossed out of the faceoff circle. Ross Olsen comes in to take it for the Storm. And the faceoff is won by the Fighting Saints, and Malone gets it down low to Ford. Cutler Martin comes away to take the puck. Nice pass over to Wilkie from Olsen. Shot from Berger. Save made by Fry. Chase Berger with a grade A opportunity there inside of the left circle. Christian Fry in position. Berger put it into his chest. 10 seconds into the man advantage for Tri-City on the Century 21 power play. Faceoff here to the right of Fry. Berger wins it. Back to Kerr. Keeps it in at the left point. Kerr down low. Finds Wilkie in the corner. Wilkie in the near side corner with pressure. Got it back to Berger. Berger to the center of the man. The back door. Olsen with a shot deflection over the net. Rebound. Berger on the near side. Berger finds Kerr at the left point. Kerr back down low for Wilkie in the corner. Wilkie holding it to the center of the zone at the top. Wilkie still holding now on the far side with space to Kerr with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose in front. And it's up to the top of the zone, but kept in by Wilkie. Wilkie back over to the far side, kept in by Martin. Close play. Martin kept it in at the blue line. Now Kevin Kerr down low for Berger. Berger behind the net. Berger to the front. Olsen with a shot was blocked. Olsen again gets his own rebound, though. Plays it into the corner. Olsen back to Berger. Back to Olsen now. To the center. Martin couldn't keep it in, and it's out of the zone. Good chances for the Storm. Now with 48 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play, trailing by a goal, we get a stoppage here. Martin had the puck behind his own net. And I don't know what the stoppage is for. The official stopped playing neutral ice. Christian Fry is headed to the bench for Dubuque.
Also, on behalf of the Fighting Saints, we would like to give a special thank you.
16:20 is remaining. I don't know if Fry had an equipment issue. Storm had the puck in their own zone, and they'll put the faceoff in neutral ice. Still 45 seconds left in the penalty to Eric Robinson for hooking. Storm win the faceoff, and they've got the puck. It's Bukowski to the center. Now Christian Horn. Horn in onside. Horn to the center. Loose puck back to Horn. He scores! Christian Horn ties the game on the power play from Joel Lesperance, and the Storm tie it back up. 4-4, 16:09 remaining in the third. It's a power play goal for the Storm, their second power play goal of the night. We're back even at four apiece, and Christian Horn on the play from Lesperance. The Storm won that faceoff in neutral ice, and Horn took the puck with a lot of speed into the zone, got it over to Lesperance, and went straight to the net, and then finished the play. Second goal of the season for Christian Horn. 8 points in his first 7 games for Tri-City. And we're tied 4-4. Storm win the faceoff now, moved over to the near side, picked back up by the Fighting Saints, and Alex Privatera banks it in deep off the wall. Dello tried to swing at it, lost it, but now it's taken back by Hutchison. Hutchison banks it off the near sidewall of the neutral ice. Privatera gloves it down, takes a big hit from Hutchison. And now a couple players pushing and shoving here. Fans didn't like that there wasn't a call. And now it's moved by Dubuque. Another big hit by Hutchison to neutral ice. Gets the puck back in deep. Hutchison skates over to the bench, and he's hurting here. Couple big collisions. And now it's banked back out of the zone by Dubuque, picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side for Glukowski. Glukowski to the red line, gets it in deep. Played on the near side now, and a stoppage. An icing whistle to Tri-City. Sasir is out of the box and back in the game. So Sasir had to spend the first few minutes of the third in the box for the game misconduct, but he is back in the game. It's a 4-4 score. The Storm have tied it on a power play goal by Christian Horn. 4-4, 15:21 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play.
Faceoff is won by Dubuque. Quick shot save made by Johansson. And now on the far side, Eastman brings it forward. Got Gomez in neutral ice with plenty of space. Gomez into the zone, lost the puck though. And now here's the Fighting Saints and Max McHugh to regroup. McHugh a forward for Benson, who gets it in deep. Puts it into the far side corner where Poganski finds Kerr. And now Kerr took a hit, moved it on the far side wall. L'Esperance has it. Nice little pass to Gomez. Gomez is one-on-one here into the zone on the far side. Gomez goes behind the net. Looks to swing in front now. Gets some help, but he turns it right over to Bowing. Brett Bowing here for the Dubuque. Moves it in onside for Benson. Cecere back there. Stop that play. Gomez lost it in the corner. Centering play goes behind the net for McHugh. Max McHugh takes a hit from Dello. Puck's held up for a second behind the net. Gomez got it free to Cecere. Cecere moving forward now. Berger on the near side. Berger to the red line. Takes a big hit. Puts it in on Fry. Christian Fry leaves it there for Blake Hillman. Hillman got it forward and it's deflected back to Johansson. Johansson sticks it down for Cecere. 14-11 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. We're tied 4-4 here in Dubuque. Cecere on the far side for Berger. Berger back to Dello on the near side. Banks it forward, turns it over to Alex Privatera with speed. Dello stopped him at the line. It was thrown towards the net. Chance in front. Iserman got his pass deflected away. And now on the far side, it's Wilkie who brings it forward. Got it out to neutralize. Tried to pass to Olsen, but it was deflected away. Now Privatera. Privatera to the red line. Swings it around the boards to the far side, where it's Seamus Malone. Turns it over to Dello, and we get a stoppage and a penalty. It's a penalty on Tri-City here. And it looks like a Dubuque power play. Ross Olsen gets called for a charging. I think it's a charging on Olsen. And it'll be a Dubuque power play. Fighting Saints, 2 of 5 on the man advantage. Storm going on the GNC penalty kill here. 13:39 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Face off to the right of Johansson is won by the Storm. Glukowski into the corner though. Fell down, couldn't get the puck forward. Glukowski killing some time, gets back on his feet. Good to see Lebowski back on the ice here, killing a penalty for the Storm. Now on the near side, Dubuque has it though. It's Gambrill on the near side. Up top, shot from Durar, deflection in front. Save Johansson! Another big save by Jacob Johansson, and he keeps this one tied. Boy, oh boy, Johansson with a couple big saves. 13:16 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. And 1:38 remaining in the Ross Olsen penalty. Jacob Johansson robbing a man in front for Dubuque and keeping this game tied at 4. Olsen did go for charging at 6:21. You got a face off to the right of Johansson. 13:16 remaining in the game. Face off won by the Storm. Dello gets it all the way down the ice. Nice job on the face off there by Berger. And Fry has to settle it down for Ford. Keegan Ford moving forward. Hits Goss. Cross ice pass brought in onside by the Fighting Saints. Jared Privatera to the near side. Gambrill with a chance in front. Save Johansson on a deflection. Another rebound. And it somehow did not go in. Another big opportunity there. Went wide or hit the crossbar. Now here's another chance for Dubuque. Went wide of the net. Minute remaining and the penalty to Olsen. Gambrill on the near side, up top for Privatera. Now back to Gambrill. Fakes on a shot, moves past Martin. She was stopped, back up top for Keegan Ford, keeping it in on the left side. Privatera with a shot, blocked there by Berger, and it's cleared by McMurphy. 43 seconds remaining in the Olsen penalty, 12:20 remaining in the period and in the game. Privatera moving forward to neutral ice. Now it's Dubuque with the puck. Jason Ford lost it as he entered the zone. It's cleared out by Kevin Kerr. 24 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Alex Privatera with it for Dubuque, the captain of this Fighting Saints team. Leaves it a neutral ice. A lot of space there. Kerr tried to get it out. Ford kept it in. Jason Ford with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound cleared all the way down. 7 seconds left in the Olsen penalty. Privatera moving it forward, they're back in onside. Here's Dubuque with a chance in transition. Nice job by Poganski to poke the puck away. Storm with Olsen out of the box. And a pass for Gomez all the way down, too far ahead of Olsen. Would have been a big chance for the Storm. Now Glukowski with a shot that's deflected wide of the net. And a Dubuque player down. It's Privatera. Might have got hit with that shot. It's Privatera. That's Alex Privatera, the defenseman, down on the ice. Looks like he might have gotten hit with that Glukowski shot. As he hit the ice, and he is seeing some attention now from the trainer, Sean Murdoch, here for Dubuque. Privatera now is on his knees, taking the helmet off. 11:26 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Privatera now back on his feet. Nice to see. As he skates over to the bench. 11:26 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City and Dubuque tied 4-4. Man, that would have been a great chance for the Storm. Gomez had a neutral ice. Storm had about a 4-on-1 there, but they passed it too far ahead of Ross Olsen, who was just out of the box. And Olsen got down to keep the play alive, but didn't get a good chance at the net. As the faceoff is controlled now by Dubuque as Blake Hillman plays it on the far side. Poganski trying to keep it in, but it was a bouncing puck that got out. And now Dubuque is in onside. And a chance in front is deflected away. And now Martin slaps it off a Dubuque player and out of play, so the faceoff comes to neutral ice. 11:06 remaining now in the Big O Tires third period of play. If you're not buying for your tires at Big O, you're flat out paying too much. It's a bold statement, but one they stand behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. So stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires today in Kearney and Grand Island. 4-4 the score here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Based off between Les Bronson and McHugh, is won by the Storm. Glukowski played it forward, but couldn't get it into the Dubuque end. It's turned over in transition, moving into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr's got to speed up and bank it back out to neutral ice, where Hillman plays it. 4-4 game here. 10:50 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Storm with it. Glukowski in his own end, moving forward on the backhand, banked it off the high glass there right before the Storm bench and back over to the Dubuque end where Phil Bogey played it forward. And now Benson moves in onside. Benson with a shot. Went wide. It almost went in there as Johansson missed it at the last second. Now here comes Gomez with a chance for a 2-on-1. Gomez on the far side trying to get a centering pass to Wilkie. Was blocked and taken away by the Fighting Saints and the puck was cleared out of play by Dubuque. So the stoppage here with 10:21 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff will be in the Storm end. Faceoff will be in the Dubuque end. We get the stoppage here, an immediate timeout. 10:21 remaining in the third. Big O Tires has some great tire and wheel package deals for those of you looking to dress up your truck or SUV with 20, 22, or 24-inch tires and wheels. They have sharp-looking wheels and smooth-riding tires to add a little bling to your ride, all at a very attractive price. Come check out what Big O Tires has to offer today in Kearney and Grand Island. 10:21 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City Storm and Dubuque Fighting Saints are tied 4-4. The only goal of the third period for Christian Horn on the power play from Joel Esperance at 3:51. What an exciting game it's been here in Dubuque. Glad you could join us here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Faceoff will be to Christian Fry's left as we resume play. Lebowski comes in to take this faceoff here. Lebowski comes in to take the faceoff against Jason Ford. And good to see Alex Privatera back on the ice for Dubuque as well here. And the faceoff won by Dubuque. Privatera able to hammer it out of the zone. Back towards the Storm and Cecere able to get it to Glukowski on the far side. Lebowski played it forward. A bouncing puck moved in by Aldworth. Thomas Aldworth left it for Horn. Horn lost an edge, fell down. Here comes Dubuque back the other way. The Fighting Saints with a chance for Robbie Durar. Had a skip under his stick. Now he put it in deep. And now in the far side, Eric Robinson. Robinson on the far side wall. A couple Storm players coming over to help. Christian Horn was there, but it was played back by Ford. Jason Ford lost the puck to Glukowski. And now it's played forward, but kept in the zone again. Christian Horn trying to go back and get it against Robinson. And now Glukowski banks it out of the zone. A nice play by Aldworth to pick it up and move with it. Neutral ice. Throws a shot at the net. Fry sticks it to the corner. Aldworth picks it back up. Left it for Lebowski. Moves up the far wall. Kept in there by Horn. Back down low, Aldworth. Aldworth trying to get it up top. Stolen away. Jason Ford with a nice play. Aldworth keeps it in, though, and now moves it to Lebowski. Lebowski to the center and put a shot wide. Shot from Aldworth went wide as well. Now here's Martin on the left point. Takes a shot that was blocked by Robinson. Another chance. Martin keeps it in. Now it's back to neutral ice. Horn left it for Martin. Horn needs a change. He gets to the bench. Martin ahead forward for Aldworth, who also needs a change. He gets it in deep. And now it's moved forward by Dubuque. Kept in by Dello with a shot. Save made by Fry. Right into the chest on a shot from Dello. 8:51 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play from Dubuque. Tri-City Storm and Fighting Saints tied 4-4 with 8:51 remaining in this period. And it has been an exciting game here. We'll see a face-off to the left of Fry. Tense moments getting to the final stages of this one. McMurphy will take the face-off against Dylan Gambrill. Face-off won by Dubuque. Loose puck, though, picked up by Eastman. Had a chance. Save made by Fry and a rolling puck. Eastman couldn't get much on it. And now Martin keeps it in at the left point. Finds McMurphy down low for Eastman. Eastman trying to win a battle here. Takes a shove from a Dubuque player. That's Hillman. And now it's moved forward by the Fighting Saints. Bouncing puck back out to neutral ice. Kevin Kerr picks it back up. In onside. Kerr makes one move. Goes in deep. Hutchison back covering for him on the far side. And Eastman left it there. Back to Kerr. Kerr tries a cross-ice pass. Deflected out of the zone. Martin back to get it. Martin swung it to the far side. And now Johansson has to come back out of his net. They score! An ultimate mistake from the Storm cost them a goal. Martin swung it to the far side. Johansson came out of the net to play it. Trying to get back for the Storm. And it was Hutchison who was trying to get back. And it rolled into the net. 8:12 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. And I don't know what else to say on that one. It's not how you draw it up. And it's just a tough play for the Storm. You don't see that often that there's a mistake like that. The Storm come right back out, win the faceoff. Poganski puts a big hit in deep. And now Gomez plays it around the wall. Storm have to respond from this here. As they've struggled in responding to adversity this season, they've been battling back and forth in this one. We've got under 8 minutes to go, and here come the Fighting Saints. They want more. Here's an opportunity in front, and it went wide. And now Poganski gets it back on his stick. Andrew DeGoss is the man who gets credit for the goal. Here's Lesperance back in onside. And it's trying to chip in deep by Glukowski. And now it's moved back by the Fighting Saints. And a bouncing puck into the far side. Dubuque down low. Chance in front. Turned over to Lesperance. And now Dello has it. Settles it down. Finds Gomez on the near side. And he puts it in deep. Christian Fry out of the net. Plays it to the near side. Privatera. Privatera flips it to neutral ice. Olsen batted that one down. Storm tag up. And now it's back to the stick of Torrey Dello. Under 7 minutes left in this game. Martin on the near side. Moves it forward. Berger got it. But he just deflected it right onto the stick of Alex Privatera. Now Privatera in his own zone. Moves it forward. And Dubuque in onside there. Bowen couldn't hold the line. And he's whistled for an offside at 6:43 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Try to explain this last Dubuque goal here for you. And Just a play where Cutler Martin tried to keep it in at the blue line. He couldn't, and he tried to swing the pass to the far side of the zone, the neutral zone. But in the far side of the zone, it was Nick Hutchison. Kevin Kerr had been in deep, trying to get in deep and keep the play alive for the Storm. The puck went all the way down in the Storm end, and Johansson came out of his net to play it. And then there was a confusion there, and Hutchison, Martin, and Johansson converged, and the puck rolled into the net. And that's how Dubuque has a 5-4 lead here. The Fighting Saints win the faceoff. They're stopped as they enter the Storm end, and now it's moved forward, but not out by the Storm. Put back in deep by the Fighting Saints, and now it's Cutler Martin who plays it on the near side. Martin holding on the near side corner. Long pass deflected in deep. Nice job by Ross Olsen there, who will go and chase against Dylan Chanter. Olsen gets the turnover. Try to put it in front. A bouncing puck. Trying to settle it down was Christian Horn. And now here comes Dubuque. Fighting stance in transition. Boeing. Centering pass. Shot from McHugh. Save Johansson. Big rebound was there, but it went wide. Now Christian Horn trying to get it forward. It's onto the stick of Ryan McMurphy. Makes one move in neutral ice. And it's loose at the red line now. Picked back up by the Fighting Saints. Here's a shot. Went over the net. Shot came there from Durar. And now it's moved into the corner where it's picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kerr, cross ice pass, turns it over to Durar. Big opportunity, and they score. Jason Ford puts the puck home with 5:37 remaining. It's a 6-4 Dubuque lead, and now the Fighting Saints have a two-goal advantage. Jason Ford, the puck was turned over to Robbie Durar. He made one nice move. A Storm defenseman lost an edge and went down. Durar was wide open. He moved in front, put a pass right on the stick of Jason Ford. And Johansson, too late to get over for that one. 6-4, the score. We get a timeout here by the Tri-City Storm. And a wise timeout for J.B. Bittner and Eric Largen here. Bittner's going to draw a play up on the bench. Storm using their timeout, trying to settle things down a little bit. We had a 4-4 game, pretty close game. Back and forth action, but the Storm were playing very well, had some good chances on the Dubuque end, but just a tough play where Johansson was out of his net and the puck rolls in. Kind of a weird, awkward goal that scored by Dubuque. And that changed the momentum in a big way here in this third period. We now see a 6-4 lead for Dubuque. Bittner drawing up a play here for the Storm. Tri-City's going to get back into this one. They've got to bounce back quick. They only have 5:37 remaining in regulation.
Tonight's total pot is $986.
In a Tri-City Storm timeout here, Bittner still finishing up the play as the officials trying to hurry the Storm up. Storm go with Poganski, Eastman, Martin, Lesperance, and Glukowski. Out of the timeout, Johansson back in his net. We'll watch to see when he heads to the bench. Storm with a faceoff. Eastman got it back to Glukowski. Now Cutler Martin on the near side. Banked it forward. Turned it right over, though. And a chance in front there was blocked by Eastman. Andrew Goss had an opportunity. Now it's moved forward and kept in by Alex Privatera. Now down on the far side, Gambrell. Nice hit there by Eastman on the backboard. Storm just trying to get possession here. Dubuque has owned the possession. And we get a stoppage in the faceoff. We moved out of the zone. The high sticking whistle on the Fighting Saints. 5:11 remains here in the Big O Tires third period. Shots on goal in favor of the Fighting Saints, 39-23. On the scoreboard, it's a 6-3 lead, 6-4 lead, excuse me, for Dubuque. Faceoff to the left of Christian Fry in the Dubuque end. Lesperance on the faceoff for Tri-City against Seamus Malone. Faceoff is won by Lesperance himself into the far side corner. And Lesperance kicks it forward to Eastman. Eastman played it to Poganski, who took a hit, but stopped the puck. And Eastman comes in to try to play it, but now it's taken back by Malone. Seamus Malone on the far side. Dumped it back into the Storm end. And now Glukowski does a nice job moving into the far side corner, and Lesperance takes it. Lesperance got it forward for Poganski. Poganski in offside. 4:41 remaining now. And we are inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five here in Dubuque. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. We're in the Diamond Vogel Final Five, 4:41 remaining in this one. And faceoff is won all the way back by the Storm into their own end. And it's Garrett Cecere who will move forward. Cecere. Nice pass to Ross Olsen. Olsen in onside. Takes a shot. Save made by Christian Fry. Rebound for Dubuque. Played on the far side wall. And now here come the Fighting Saints with a 2-on-2. McHugh in onside to the far side. Try to get a pass over to the far side to Benson. Went into the corner. Now picked up by Ross Olsen. Got one forward under the stick of Wilkie, and now it's back by McHugh in on the zone. Wilkie chip one at the top of the zone. Loose puck still bouncing around, and now it's controlled by Olsen. Olsen in onside. Another shot was blocked this time from Olsen, and Berger keeps it in. Olsen hit it with a high stick, and now it's Olsen takes a hit there from Bogey. Olsen got taken down. Olsen whacked the puck with a high stick, and a Dubuque player went down on the play. It was touched up by Dubuque, so the high stick wasn't whistled. And you got to think a penalty coming to Dubuque because Olsen just got tackled there. And Olsen gives a face wash now to Jacob Benson. Bogey is going to the box here. He had the initial hit. And now they're going to take Olsen with him. Olsen's going to go for that late face wash, I think. And he may have just negated a Tri-City Storm power play. So Bogey into the box, Olsen with him as well. And we'll have a discussion here. 3:50 remaining in the Diamond Mogul Final Five. Tri-City trying to claw their way back into this game. As they did that a few times, they were down 3-1 and they were down 4-3. And they had it tied up 4-4 here. However, Dubuque scored two consecutive goals. We have a 6-4 game, and it's going to be 5-on-5 here. Alex Privatera motioning. So, both players in the box, and we'll still skate 5 aside for either team. 3:50 remaining. Now we get us. They're going to discuss where the faceoff should be. Dubuque thinks it should be in neutral ice. And it will be in neutral ice. Thought it would be in Dubuque's end, but they've moved it to neutral ice. 3:50 remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Les Bronze wins the faceoff. Kerr over to Glukowski. Glukowski fires it in deep. Played on the near side now by Klimek. And it's moved forward, and here's Dubuque on a rush. Glukowski gets burned in transition here as he falls down. A chance in front. It's put wide. Big opportunity from Robbie Durar. And now the Storm have it back. 2 minutes for roughing on Bogey. And then Ross Olsen, 2 minutes for high sticking the call. And another shot wide, this time from Eric Robinson for Dubuque. Kept in by Privatera, right point. Now it's down low for Kevin Kerr. Kerr around the far side for Poganski. Got it to the top of the zone, out to neutral ice. And now Gambrell has it on the near side. Put it back in deep, Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side. Over to Gomez. Gomez chips this one in deep into the near side corner. Hillman plays it at Jared Privatera. Privatera gets it forward. It's deflected back to Cecere. Gets taken off the puck offside as whistled as Gambrell brought it in after Goss was already in the zone. 2:48 remaining here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Dubuque with a 6-4 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Eastman against Gambrell on the faceoff. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Now Cecere has it to Martin on the near side. Moving forward, Lebowski. Lebowski to the red line. Eastman backhanded one under the stick of Christian Horn. And now Dubuque takes possession as Gambrell has it. Gambrell on the far side moves away from Eastman, who was forechecking, and puts it in deep into the Dubuque end. Martin got it down low for Cecere. Cecere forward for Horn. Lost the puck, though, and it's Goss who got it back down low to Jared Privatera. And now it's Gambrell who wins the race to the puck in the near side corner. Eastman got it forward to Lebowski. Turned back over to Gambrell. Down low. Nice hit by Martin on his man there. Turned over again. Chance in front. Shot was blocked by Cutler Martin. And now down low, Eastman trying to tie up his man Iserman. Under 2 minutes remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Storm need 2 goals to get back into this one. Christian Horn up on the far side. Makes a move to get past his man. Gets it in the zone, but Seamus Malone takes it away. Now plays it on the near side. And now it's moved forward by the Fighting Saints. Here's Iserman to the center. Iserman looking. Puts it in deep. Seamus Malone will kill some clock. And he gets it over to the far side. Now it's to the center. Wilkie's got it. Wilkie trying to transition here with Hutchison. Wilkie's in onside. Lost the puck, though. And now it's taken back by Klimek. And Dubuque has it. Iserman pass to neutralize. Lukowski's got it. Fires it back in. Minute 15 left in this one. Fry leaves it behind the net. Move forward now. It's out to neutralize. Glove down by McMurphy. Goalie's off out of the net there. Johansson out. Dello blocks the shot at the empty net. Now another loose puck is picked up and a shot blocked in front. Lukowski with a hand pass. Threw it out. They say he closed his hand on the puck. 56 seconds remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five, and the faceoff is going to be in the Storm end. Johansson back into his net as there's 56 seconds remaining. 6-4 lead for the Dubuque Fighting Saints in what has been a back-and-forth battle between these two teams. The Storm still need two goals in the next 56 seconds. Faceoff won by Dubuque, and it's moved in deep to the Storm end. L'Esperance tying his man up in the far side corner. 45 seconds left. Kerr got it up the far side wall, but it's moved by Dubuque. And a chance and a shot. Save Johansson. Rebounds loose. Behind the net. Bowing up top. Another shot for Hillman was deflected out of play. We get another stoppage with 33 seconds remaining. Both teams have used their timeout. Shots on goal now 41-24 in favor of Dubuque. They've scored six goals here on the Storm. 6-4 the score. Faceoff won by Dubuque. Fighting Saints here after scoring those couple goals have controlled play. But now here come the Storm. It's L'Esperance in onside. L'Esperance to the net. Shot saved by Fry. Rebound loose. Another shot saved by Fry. That time was from Cecier. Storm with the empty net now. Wilkie, another chance in front. Banked off Eastman's stick. Bouncing puck is out of the zone. Played back by Cecier with 10 seconds to go in this one. Wilkie's got it on his stick. Final 5 seconds. And that'll do it here. Final score, 6-4. Dubuque picked up 2 points here at home. And they now are 7-0. In front of their home fans within the Sleek Community Ice Center. Storm fought hard in this one, but ultimately fall 6-4. We'll take a break here on The Breeze, and we'll come back with the Old Chicago postgame show in just a moment. Here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm,
filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here in Dubuque for the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Jared Schaffrin with you here after a Dubuque win, a 6-4 score here in Dubuque. Final score tonight. Saints win it 6-4. They stay undefeated at home this season. They are now 7-0 in front of their home fans in Dubuque. They move to 10-3-1. The Storm drop this one. They're now 1-4 on the road, and they have an overall record of 4-8-2. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago. Eat, drink, be yourself. And we'll hear from a member of the Storm coaching staff in a little bit, but we'll recap this one. Here's the Stadler Implement game recap. Here tonight, final score again, 6-4 Dubuque, as it was a back-and-forth game. And both teams had leads in this one. The Storm started with the lead on a goal by Chris Wilkie from Cutler Martin and Ross Olsen at 4:53, leading 1-0 early in this game. Dubuque tied it up on a goal with an extra attacker. Dylan Chanter with the extra attacker from Blake Hillman and Eric Robinson at 8:36. And then Max McHugh from Brett Boeing and Phil Bonge just under 4 minutes later made it a 2-1 Dubuque lead. We then saw a goal from Robbie Durar, and it was a power play goal from Jared Privatera and Dylan Gambrell at 15:16. Dubuque had a 3-1 lead, including an extra attacker and a power play goal. It was 3-1 Fighting Saints after one period. Dubuque had outshot the Storm 15-7 at that point. But the Storm came out determined in the second period, one of the best periods of the season for Tri-City. As they got back even in the game, Cutler Martin scored a goal unassisted at 2:16 of the period. So right away, the Storm felt like, you know what, we got to get back into this game. They started pressuring. They had a great couple shifts, and Martin able to make the Dubuque team pay with the goal, his first of the season. And a couple minutes later, Chase Berger on the power play from Kevin Kerr. It's Kerr's first point of the season. Berger with the power play goal, his fourth goal of the season. And the Storm had tied things at three, and really just a great performance from the Storm. At Cutler Martin ends up with the Gordie Howe hat trick. He ends up with the goal assist on the Wilkie goal and a fight in the first half of the game. Martin had that Gordie Howe hat trick. And then Chase Berger tied it at three, but Shane Iserman came through on the power play to score from Dylan Gambrell and Seamus Malone at 14:05. And it was 4-3. Dubuque as a power play goal and a 5-on-3. 4-3 Dubuque after two periods of play. In the third period, again, the Storm came out hungry and were looking to tie the game. They did. Just 3:51 into the third period. They got a power play and a hooking call to Eric Robinson at 2:25 of the third. And Christian Horn had his second goal of the game, for the second goal of the season for the Storm, from Joel Esperance at 3:51. Making it a 4-4 game. And after that, the Storm had the momentum. They were really playing well. They had the puck in Dubuque's end for a long period of time. They were throwing shots in on Christian Fry. In the third period, Storm had a couple big opportunities, but then
kind of a just a weird play, miscommunication, and just a mistake in the Storm end led to a goal for Andrew Goss, unassisted at 11:45, and definitely took the energy out of this team and out of the game, as the goal was scored by Goss to make it 5-4 Dubuque, and then it was followed up under 3 minutes later and a goal by Jason Ford after a turnover to Robbie Durar. He threw it right in front to Jason Ford. Durar ends up with a goal and an assist here in this one, and Dubuque finishes with a 6-4 victory. A lot of scoring, 10 total goals in the game, and back and forth game, but Storm on the wrong end of this one, and Dubuque moves to 10-3-1 here this season. Jacob Johansson saw a lot of action in front of his net, making some good saves. Made 35 saves on 41 shots here in this one. Christian Fry made 20 saves on 24 shots. Take a quick break here, and we'll come back in the Old Chicago post-game show. We'll be joined by J.B. Bittner of the Tri-City Storm in a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Mystique Community Ice Center here in Dubuque. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 6-4 to the Fighting Saints here in the Old Chicago postgame show. I'm joined by the Storm's coach here tonight, J.B. Bittner, and Coach, obviously a back-and-forth game. Team competes hard. You come back from an early deficit. Maybe just initial thoughts here on the loss.
Yeah, I think we started the game okay. We weren't great, but we were okay. Scored the first one and then take a couple penalties. We talked before the game. We talked all this week that Dubuque has a tough power play and stay out of the box, and we didn't do that. And they get a little bit of momentum. The one was on a delayed call, which would have been a power play. They scored another one on the power play. And up until that point, you know, I thought we were okay in the game. You know, not great, but we were okay. And then we decided when it was 3-1 after the first period, we decided to start competing and being a little bit desperate. And that's when you see when we come back to tie it there, we make it 3-3 because we were playing a little bit desperate. But we need to do that from the start of the game. Dubuque's a really good hockey team. They have a really good power play. And if you don't play desperate and play hard from the drop of the puck, you're going to be fighting the battle. And we basically chased the game the whole time tonight. We were down 3-1 in the first. We come back. We're down 4-3, down 5-3. Like, we were constantly chasing the game, even though we had the lead there early to make it 1-0. We still weren't playing very well. They were getting chances. And we make two mistakes on the penalty kill. stuff that we've talked about, and it's in the back of the net. We have two miscommunications there late in the third, and it's in the back of the net, and that's what good teams will do. We don't have that. We're not that fortunate where we can capitalize on mistakes right now. We're just not that type of team right now. And we had a few mental mistakes that cost us the game tonight. And, you know, credit to Buick. They play really hard, and they compete. And you don't have a chance against them unless you out-compete them, and we just didn't do that. We did it for times. We did it for spots in the game, but not for the full 60.
You guys, something that you guys have struggled a little bit here this season has been power play. You get two goals against the Dubuque penalty kill that was at 94%, had only allowed three total goals this season on the penalty kill. What was the power play doing tonight?
We made a very minor adjustment, but it was just more of a mentality of getting pucks to the net and trying to find one, trying to find a rebound. And you look at most good power plays, and that's how you score. It's a shot and it's a rebound, or, you know, it's a shot, it goes to the corner, it's a broken play, boom, right back to the front of the net, and it's a goal. And I thought our guys, we did a pretty good job of that tonight in the one unit there, just getting pucks to the net and trying crash and bang. And it worked out. Just on the flip side of it, Dubuque did it against us, and, you know, they got two on their power play as well. So,
you guys on the bench here tonight without your head man, Josh Howji, how'd you and the other assistant coach, Eric Largen, work together with the guys on the bench?
Just business as usual. I ran the D, Largy ran the forwards, and then we just conversed on stuff. Adjustments that we had to make. We were both probably a little more vocal than we normally are on the bench. You know, I haven't got any word how Josh is doing or his wife, but hope they're doing well. And I know he was racing out of here. He's probably back home by now. But hopefully everything's going okay there for them.
Last thing here. It seems like tonight was a lot of a high-intensity, high-emotion kind of game for you guys. Did you see some leaders emerge maybe for your team a little bit?
No. to be quite honest, you know, that's something that we've been looking for. We've been looking for some guys to come and try and grab the reins there and take over the team. And we have some guys trying to do it, and you know, they're doing a good job. But, you know, a game like that, you know, where we're fighting it and we're trying to come back, it'd be nice to see somebody step up and put the team on their back and, you know, calm everything down on the bench after they scored that. The fifth goal or the fourth goal, I forget which one it was, but, you know, we're fighting that a little bit where we need some leaders to emerge and some leaders to step up, and we have a pretty good idea of who some of them are going to be, but I think it's going to be more leadership by committee where we have four or five guys that are trying to do that job. You know, they're getting better at it, and I can credit them to that. They're working at it. They're trying to get better. We're working with them, trying to teach them some stuff, but in a game like that, you really need some guys to step up, and you know, we haven't seen it yet, but I think it's there. I think at some point it'll come around.
Your team was down to 5D here for tonight, and you had to manage the five defensemen. How do you feel like the guys on the bench handled that?
I think on the bench the guys handled it pretty well. You know, Steve Hayden, I know he played limited minutes, but the shifts that he were out there, he played really well, and he gave our guys a little bit of a breather. He'll probably see a little bit more ice time tomorrow. You know, he did a good job stepping in that role for us. The 5D, I thought they made some poor decisions on taking penalties. You know, when you're only out there with five, you're shorthanded. You take a penalty. I think Searcy took a penalty. Dello took one or two. Nolan took one or two. Cuts had a fight. Searcy had a 10. You know, it's an intense game, and the way Dubuque plays, up tempo and in your face, and they're constantly coming. It was tough on our D to break pucks out and play in the D zone. So I think that's maybe why you saw a lot of the penalties taken by our back end there tonight. But the ones after the whistle and stuff like that, I would have liked to see our guys steer away from, since we only had five back there tonight and they were tired as it is. So that's a learning moment there for them.
All right, JB Bittner joining us here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show, Coach. We appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jared.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one here, 6-4 to the Dubuque Fighting Saints in the Old Chicago postgame show. We just heard from J.B. Bittner, acting as the head man here of the Tri-City Storm here tonight with Josh Howji on his way back to Kearney. And we hope Josh got back safe. We hope everything's okay with the Howji family. We are going to quickly wrap this one up here and give you our three stars of the night, as well as your grinder of the night, presented by New West Sports Medicine and the Dent Popper. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And so we are going to look at the three stars here. The third star for the Tri-City Storm here tonight, Cutler Martin. Goal, assist, fight, really a vocal guy here for the Storm. Played a good game for the Storm. That's Cutler Martin with the third star. Second star, Dylan Gambrill. One of the top players for the Dubuque team, scored a few points here tonight and really played well at key times to the game. Gamble with two assists here in the win for Dubuque. And the first star tonight, Robbie Derar, with a goal and an assist. Derar had an assist on the final goal to Jason Ford. He had a power play goal to make it 4-1. To make it 3-1 at the end of the first period. And now it's time for the grinder of the night, presented by the Dent Popper. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night here tonight for the Tri-City Storm, Kevin Kerr. Kerr had a very good game on the back end here tonight, and one of the guys that did not take any penalties, as you heard Coach Bittner talking about different penalties that guys took. Cutler Martin had a fight. Dello took two minor penalties. Cecier took a misconduct penalty. And he wasn't happy. Lukowski took a two-minute penalty for delay of game. But Kevin Kerr stayed out of the box. Kevin Kerr picked up his first point of the season. He played well on the penalty kill. Did a lot of good things here for this Tri-City Storm team. And Kevin Kerr, tonight's Grinder of the Night, presented by the Dent Popper. And just finally, we're going to check the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off real quick. Run through the scores presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Team USA on top of Green Bay, 8-5 in Ann Arbor. That's a final. All these scores are final here. Youngstown defeats Muskegon, 5-3. Sioux City over Indiana, 3-0. That game is yet to go final on point streak. Check point streak for the final score. But Sioux City leading Indiana 3-0 late in the third. Omaha 3-0 over Chicago. Waterloo comes back to beat Sioux Falls after falling behind. The Blackhawks complete the comeback. They were down 2-0 and they end up winning 4-3. Nice win for Waterloo. Stormer in Sioux Falls tomorrow. Cedar Rapids with a 3-2 win over Fargo in a shootout. Des Moines took care of Lincoln 5-1 at Buccaneer Arena. And right here, Dubuque with a 6-4 win over Tri-City. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow night, the Storm will be in Sioux Falls to take on the Stampede, 7:05 p.m. puck drop. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede right here on the Breeze. We've got a 6:45 Viero Wireless pregame show. We want to thank Caleb Ranky back in studio for pushing all the buttons here tonight in Hastings. Want to thank Coach Eric Largent and J.B. Bittner for coming on and helping out with the broadcast. And in a final score here, 6-4, we want to make a quick wish, a well wish to the Howgie family. Allison Howgie giving birth to the Howgie's first son. We know it's a boy. And Josh had to get back there for the birth of his first child. So we want to wish good luck to them and hope everything is okay back in Kearney. Everybody, we will talk to you tomorrow night, 6:45 pregame show in Sioux Falls. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.